participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Okay. Mike, check.
Testing.
My microphone works. Mike.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Test.
That's
test.
Great. Buzz.
Test. Test.
Great. Robbie.
You know, my throat. I have to clear my throat. Testing 1, 2, 3.
How's that Robert lasagna?
I ate 2 plates.
Oh, that's here? A lot.
I did. I doubled up on his lasagna.
That is good
The
stuff.
Microphone sounds good, but I'd just like to tell everybody it's going to be an interesting show for me.
we will look forward to your aesthetic.
It's a good thing it's not smell-o-vision.
Yeah.
I mean, although I did have that one rancid one yesterday, which, of course, is...
Out of character.
It's associated with me dying, because I'm going to die soon, because I'm always sick now.
How are you feeling today? I'm going to ask you that now every day. Yeah. Are you any better?
No.
How long have you had this cold?
Since November.
You have?
Yes.
This is a record-setting cold.
It just doesn't go away. It's always there.
And yesterday you sound like you're getting... Well, you sound better today than you did at the end of the show yesterday.
But I'm sure by the end of the show today, I'll be falling apart again. Because that's just the way it is around here. What say you?
What say you, Donald?
I don't know, Bill. What about Mike?
Michael, what say you?
Hi, Bill.
What say you?
What say you, Donald?
Well... I know some secrets.
Michael, what say you?
I know them, too.
Uh-huh. Really? Well, Mike?
Michael, what say you?
Tell us if you know any secrets.
No, I really don't. I'm lying.
What say you, Donald?
Oh, I say Mike's lying. I say Mike knows the secret.
Michael, what say you?
I ain't saying nothing.
What say you, Donald?
I think Buzz knows.
I think I know the secrets.
We don't have a tape that says, Buzz, what say you?
No.
I don't say you, Donald.
O'Reilly's going to have to get a call from somebody named Buzz.
That'll never happen.
Hold on, this one's for you, though, Buzz.
When I was a younger guy, once in a while, I would go in and rent Cave of Lust.
There you go.
That's my man.
That's for you, Buzz. Okay. The microphones are copacetic.
They sound good, actually. They
That's
sound back
great.
To normal.
Yeah. The junkies had problems in the studio today.
Well,
the
they broke it.
The DJs that are on before us. Uh-huh. And, Buzz, I don't think they broke it.
I heard they broke it.
I don't think they broke it. I think it's the inept engineers.
Ah.
Now, I don't want to...
No, they're not inept because they got a...
Tony Lemon.
Tony Diggs.
Not him.
They fixed it.
Not him.
Tony is not responsible.
No, Tony Lemon.
Tony Diggs. Tony actually got us back up and running.
There's one guy who's caused all of these technical snafus.
Yeah, we're going to blame it all on him because he's the newest.
Well, really, do you know that this morning, again, the telephones at the radio station totally went offline. You couldn't use a telephone in the studio, in the office, or anything. Because he's back there pulling on wires, this new engineer, Matt.
No, Mike, I mean touchy Matt?
Yeah, I'm not exaggerating when I tell you he was back in the rack room.
Uh-huh.
And I know you think that's probably where, like, our bosom rags are. But the rack room is where they keep all of the components. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm just trying to get my throat clear here.
They keep all the components for the radio station. It's like our audio and stuff.
Right. Well, that doesn't matter to me. What matters to me
and
is...
And he goes back and he pulls on a wire.
Uh-huh.
And when... just give me a second, Mike. When he pulls on this wire...
Right.
He pulls on a wire that goes, I guess, like through the back wall of the whole of China, you know, and all of a sudden, all the phones go down and electricity goes off everywhere in the building.
Oh, my
except
God.
Except in the studio.
I have Matt's theme song.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't know.
And this is the other big problem we got with this
guy.
Well,
this is the biggest problem for me. I'm not into this.
I'm coming in the studio today, and I get the two taps on the shoulder.
Come on, not the
man. Earlier, before you came into the studio, I was in the producer's room. He was in there talking to Beth Ann, and I got the touch on the back.
Now, listen. No touching allowed among men.
No touching.
There's no touching. I mean, there's...
Please don't touch.
Occasionally we brush against each other.
Uh-huh.
Occasionally, yes, we graze.
We call it an accident.
We embrace.
Sometimes it's on purpose.
But please, no touching. Let's get him in here. Now, Mike...
You touched Rob just for comedic value there.
I know.
Touching me, touching you.
Hello?
Keep saying it's for comedic value. And incidentally, what's happening there with you?
You know, I don't know. All I know is that after the two plates of lasagna, I'm making my own gravy over here.
Michael, what say you?
What I would say me is it's going to be an interesting show.
By any chance, did you eat the lasagna that was labeled to Don?
No, I actually...
Funny.
This is pretty funny. I had two unlabeled plates.
Oh.
Hey, Bethann, tell everybody why Mike had the lasagna that didn't have a name label on it.
Because he was afraid what might be in the one that was labeled Mike.
Yeah. Didn't you kind of bring that up, too?
Well, yeah. I went to get it. Oh, and even labeled them Don. There's one for Mike. I picked up the Mike one. I thought... Nah.
First off, it ain't on my diet.
The one that was labeled Don was Don.
That lasagna is not on anybody's diet.
And second,
it's on mine.
No offense to my good friend Robert Mailman.
It's great lasagna.
It is.
Yeah. You know, when he brings in something that he's made, and it's got one that in the styrofoam thing that says Don and one that says Mike, mm-hmm. I know that there's some kind of shemegama in there.
Oh my goodness.
That we don't want to be digesting.
No. You know, probably nothing could be further from the truth, but I err on the side of caution.
Tainted.
And,
tainted love.
You know, one might say that he gives us the choice pieces, you know, of the lasagna pie.
It's ever so meaty.
It's it is very meaty. There's sausage, there's beef.
Cheese.
Yeah. It never passes my intestinal fortress.
You know me. I love this stuff. I've loved it ever since he made it the first time.
But Bethann, is it not true that Matt the engineer also gets in your personal space?
Yeah, he does, and I told him about it, and he still gets too close, but he's gotten better. You just really need to lay the groundwork with him from the get-go, or he will, it's just his nature to...
Bethann?
The air.
Bethann.
Yeah.
Has he touched you?
Yeah, he's touched me.
Yeah!
Come on, not touch me,
I'm glad you kept that sentence short.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll find this guy sometime before the show's over today. Bring him in and tell him the no-touching rule is in effect.
Okay.
And isn't that true about him pulling a wire or something and everything goes...
No, he was plugging something in. And everything short-circuited.
Someone plugged in a lamp. I'm told someone plugged in a lamp and the radio station went down.
We got to get to the bottom of this.
This happened.
Excuse me. I want to find out what's going on here.
You know, this happened once before when a weekend.
Michael, what say you?
What say me? I'm playing the rooster today.
When a weekend show tried to plug in a chocolate fountain. So help me, that's true. They had one of those things like it melts chocolate and you dip strawberries and
stuff. So there's every possibility this could be a lamp that somebody tried to.
Yes, I heard.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, BA.
You're welcome.
Oh, but hold on, stand by. Here he is now, Matt the engineer from the bowels of the building. Matt.
Hey, this ain't Matt.
You got
that gets you
100%. It's been, you know, the key is going long enough, and then making it like it's just a regular call.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
How do you spell the name Matt?
M-A-T.
Very good.
Perfect. You're right.
Like door.
Okay, we got to go, Tom.
Hey, where's Robert?
Robert, the mailman, has gone home today.
No, he hasn't. He's there.
No, he left.
Why do you want to talk to Robert?
I'd like to know when I can come in and do all your Christmas.
Why would you ask Robert about that?
Nah, that was you all.
Christmas presents?
No. I'd like to know when I can bring the cigars in. One for you, one for Buzz.
Yeah.
And one for...
Who are the cigars for, Tom?
One for you.
Yeah.
One for...
Yeah.
Yeah, one more time, Tom. How many cigars are you going to bring in?
Four.
And who are four? Well, mention everybody's name that they're for.
One for you, it's Mike.
Uh-huh. One for me.
And one for Don.
Right.
Thank you, Tom.
And one for Labe, that's three.
Now you're almost there.
One for Buzz.
Oh, thank you,
Tom. That's four. And who gets number five?
Number five gets one for Joe.
One for Joe.
Joe, very
All right.
good.
Thank you, Tommy. We got to go start the show now, bud.
All right, when do I come in?
How about February 29th?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
You see? Running to the calendar. You don't need to explain it.
The car don't know.
I know.
That's what's great.
Yes, that's Tom. That's Tag. Tom Aloysius Gavin.
There he is.
Michael, what say you?
I say I'm fine.
What say you, Donald?
Here's what I say.
Oh. All right. My time.
Super Bowl is gay.
Yeah.
Super Bowl is gay. Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
That's all the time we have for now.
Oh, you're not going to play the album version?
We'll get to it later in the show.
That's wonderful. I can't wait.
Because after all, it's from like the one 2 years ago when he says Gruden is gay and the Raiders are gay.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not really timely as today's headline.
But still has a great ending.
Oh, love it. Hello, everybody.
Hi there.
Hello. I'm Scott Shadow.
And I'm Milton Drysdale.
Michael, what say you?
Hi. I understand that Don and Mike know a big radio secret. Here's the secret. It's in the glove box of this brand new 2005 Hyundai Tempe two-wheel drive. Just guess what the secret is that Don and Mike know in the glove box.
What say you, Donald?
He can't say.
Michael, what say you?
Nary a word.
Here are the groaners.
All right.
Today we're playing the percentage game.
Ah.
Out of these four groaners, what percentage came from Robbie?
Very good.
Hello. What talk show host loved New Age music?
Which one?
Ianni Carson. Where did Andy Griffith keep his textbooks?
Where?
In his mat locker.
Oh.
What Hollywood star has the nicest front yard?
Which one?
Moen Wilson. Moen Wilson.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Finally, hello. What's that secret?
What say you, Donald?
It's in the glove box.
Michael, what say you?
Thank you.
What Oscar-nominated film takes place at Blockbuster?
Which one?
Hotel Rewinda.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Hey, now.
That's a free plug.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just because I hit the wrong button. All right, so you've got Ianni Carson, Matt Locker, Moen Wilson,
right?
Hotel Rewinda. Some of those came from the service. Some of them came from Rob. We just need a percentage. We don't care which you think is which.
We're going to
start with Michael. Percentage.
25%.
Rob. Buzz.
75%.
Oh, boy, do we fool him today, Robbie.
That's right. The correct percentage is 60.
100%. It's all Rob today.
No.
It was all you.
Yeah, but I'm only proud of one.
Yeah, you should be.
Thank you.
And it was the whole Hotel Rewinda.
Johnny Carson wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
And there, you're retarded.
Hello.
That's right.
Hello.
John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there.
What say you, Donald?
Well,
Michael, what say you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I remembered how much you loved your special intro.
Thank you.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi.
Right.
With one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Pure discretion advised.
How have you been?
But remember, that special intro, it's not for me. It's for them.
Yeah, right.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Meteorology and all the ships at sea. They will not tolerate any monkeying around.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. That's the microphone that sounds bad today, Robbie.
Hey, I win.
Winner. Unbelievable. Let's just do it. Let's do the show. Let's get it done without Matt touching us anymore. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday, 02-03-05.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Got you, Buzz.
Yeah, almost.
Here we go. Let's get retarded. It's February 3rd.
Is it really?
Yes, yeah. 2005. Call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636 from Canada. From Mexico, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. with the greatest weather forecasters in the world.
Idiots.
202-432-1067.
Idiots!
This is the weather this morning. Tom Sater, the guy that's married to the hyperactive poodle on Channel 5.
What does Tom tell you?
He says here in the D.C. area, we're going to see cloudy skies. It's going to be warming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not warm, but it's too warm to snow. If we get anything, we're going
to
get rain.
Good to
but
know.
I'm telling you that all of the moisture is going to be well to our south, down near the Virginia-North Carolina border.
Very exciting.
Okay. Anybody check out the blizzard of 06?
Yeah, I know, I mean,
it's
right now.
I know it's 05, but I think it's going to, I don't think it's going to stop.
We ought to open the blinds up, Rob, so we can see the lovely snowfall.
I think it's going to snow every day from now until this time next year, 2006.
Well, they have missed this one, and they keep saying what they're doing is when they miss one that we're supposed to get, see? And they revise it down, what they're doing is revising it up now.
I seen the movie.
Look at it stick. Done.
Yeah, the branches are covered.
I seen the movie The Day After Tomorrow, and this is what I believe. What you are now witnessing in the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area is the Great Blizzard of 2006.
You think it's going to snow through Sunday?
No, I think it's going to snow through the entire year. I'm talking about March, April, May, all the stuff that Punxsutawney rodents said.
Yes.
This is the beginning of
the
end.
It's all going to happen.
Either that or these forecasters just don't know what they're doing.
And it's been snowing all day.
I think they know what they're doing.
Flakes the size of cornflakes are falling from the sky, and yet America remains calm.
Temperatures going down, beginning to stick to the road. Panic, palms sweaty, lasagna.
Baby blues. Must have baby blues.
Must have preventative measures,
Wilma.
Chains on tires
from Wilma. I was reading something about Donovan McNabb's mom at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Her name is Wilma.
Wilma McNabb?
Which made me think of Rush Limbaugh.
Of course.
And Wilma, who used to bring him his baby blues.
Rush Limbaugh, who is rumored to be getting married now, right? Isn't he going to be marrying that CNN hottie?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hottie is a
she's
stretched out looking.
You don't like her.
She's leathery.
Oh, I know why you don't like her. She's got a large mouth.
She does have the new and improved Joker products mouth.
And once they have the large mouth, whether it's Cameron Diaz or anybody.
She's got that fake tan, leathery look about her.
Yeah.
What's her name? It's
I don't remember.
Mrs. Limbaugh.
Yes.
Something Kagan, is that her name? Or somebody
that
from
CNN? Right.
Darren Kagan.
Really good.
Oh, and about politics.
Yeah?
I watched the George Bush show last night. And
that was very responsible of you to do that.
And as predicted, here's exactly, I think I said this yesterday on the show. He went through the regular, I'm the greatest, here's what we're going to do. And then he pulled out, you know, the guest stars that are supposed to make you feel that he's on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
That it was, you know, the woman who voted and held up her finger to show, you know, the ink. And then, of course, and as I said yesterday, they get a guy who's been killed in Iraq. They get his parents there. How can you as an American watch this and not go, or feel a tug at your heart and say, yeah, you know, we don't like to see Americans dying, but basically it was, as I interpreted, a war rally, a pro-war rally last night.
Well, they were going to bring parents of all the people that had died, but unfortunately they couldn't get a big enough room, so that's why they were going to do that. I guess Ronald Reagan gets the credit for it originally, of bringing the guests into the State of the Union speech, and every president has done it since Ronald Reagan.
I know, but it's just, maybe it's because it's been done so many times, maybe it's just because I don't like this guy more than I didn't like other guys.
Right.
Just now it seems so much more transparent, like, I'm going to wait until the last two-thirds of the speech, okay, now I'm going to talk about Iraq, and just in case anybody is not on my side about this, hey, let's get this migrant worker, look at this ink on this woman's finger, and how about this, somebody who's dead, here's his mom and dad. Who dares boo me now? Thank you. Good night, America.
And not to sidetrack us too much, but in hindsight now, I realize how clever it was on the part of the U.S. to have all Iraqis mark themselves with blue ink. You know, when you're in a war, that could be handy.
Yeah, very much so.
Anyway, I watched the show last night, and frankly, I'd rather have my other shows on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd rather have my Wednesday
Most
night shows
would.
On.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, put him on one channel. Why's he got to be on every single channel?
Yeah, well, that's the way they do it, and I think if they didn't do it for him, they'd get a rap being too partisan for the other team,
right?
That's what they'd be accused of.
Well, they should all get together and say, none of us are going to run, except Fox. Let Fox run it, because they love it.
Yeah, they love him.
Until the other guy wins, until the other side wins, then another network
They're a branch of his administration.
And the other thing that I loved watching last night, and I'm not going to turn this into a political show, this is not political at all, was Dan Rather almost having a breakdown because, you know, he's getting pushed out.
Yeah, yeah. Poor old Dan.
And
yeah.
he's sitting there, and he's got the Howard Cosell shakes. He's got the headset on, and he's got the holding the microphone, and he's like,
this will be my final state of the union that I'll be covering.
He didn't get emotional, did he?
These bastards that are firing me at CBS.
Did he cloud up?
Yeah, there was an underlying tone of that he was.
He was kind
of
depressed about the whole situation.
He was leaving. He needed like Robert Spiewak some Zoloft.
Yeah, he was down.
So he could have charcoal in his diaper.
You know, I didn't watch any of the State of the Union speech. I just read the wonderful article by Tom Shales in the Washington Post, yeah. who really captured it, I think, right. about everything that was going on. And he was pretty fair to the president. But you know, now you're getting all the people that are saying, take a step backwards. What's the deal? You know, maybe things. You know, the opposition was wrong. Who knows? A lot of people are kind of. It's a good time to be a Bushite right now.
Apparently,
it is. They seem to be. They're on kind of a win streak right now, so they're feeling good.
See, that's what I don't get. I don't think it's a win streak.
Well, what you hate more than anything is the cocky Bush in here.
Yeah.
He just can't. He can barely contain himself with that.
Yeah.
That's why he did that wink thing.
He loves the pointing and the winking and the let's get the mom and dad of the dead guy out there and show us your ink stain, honey. And hey,
yeah, but the guy to
look at my wife and
the guy to look at's over his right shoulder.
No, all right.
That's the guy.
Darth Vader. All right, so that's that. That's that.
Yeah. So what are you giving on a scale of 1 to 10?
Seriously?
Yeah.
First off, he's a terrible orator.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot read off a card. And if he was to say that line, he would say, read off a card,
mm-hmm.
Which makes you sound
right.
stupid. Hello. Hello, I would like a Egg McMuffin.
Okay.
So, just on those style points.
Can you give him a 5?
A 5 on a 10?
Yeah.
I give him a 3.
A 3?
I
right,
give him a 3, and I think that I'm being... He was pitchy.
You're firm but fair.
He's being generous. He ran out of the Senate yesterday, and he did not have one of the yellow pieces of paper. He had been turned down by the judges.
Did he sound like a woman, though?
Yeah. Oh, listen. And on American Idol, yeah.
I adore Kelly.
That big fat guy with the platinum blonde hair.
And the way he held his legs. What was the deal?
But my favorite last night was the guy that made it through to the next round ran outside and his mom
passed out.
His mamo nearly had a heart attack in front of him.
Yeah, it was. I really do believe she wasn't faking that. I think she was hyperventilating.
It was a fantastic moment.
She seemed to be like running out of oxygen, and that's why she went down.
Buzz, you are missing that because you don't watch American Idol.
That's true. I didn't watch American Idol. I didn't watch the State of the Union speech.
There was one guy that really they had to bleep out more than those twins. You know, the male.
Yeah.
There was another guy last night that, Simon really got into it with.
Rapping Nanny.
It was the Rapping Nanny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, and it's great because they not only bleep him, they put the American Idol logo over the mouth.
So you can't see what the word is.
Comical.
Yeah, I want him watching my kids.
And how about that? Now, how many times has that guy or his brother been on the show? Is that the third time now?
I know this season it's, that's the total. They were on once together,
and
then the other brother went
separately.
To Vegas.
Yeah,
so three times these little brothers.
These, Buzz, they're these Guido guys.
They're
two
total
of them.
Guidos.
They're the best Guidos in the world, though, and
right.
they keep getting turned down, and they keep showing up in the next city where the auditions are.
Now, the one twin brother was, he got through to Hollywood, but this guy, which makes it even more pressure on the second brother. And the second brother... just, got Simon mad early. Simon knows everything that the guy said about him and was kind of disciplining him about it. And I think Simon was kind of the deciding vote. He said, no, that's a no.
You know, they're bringing along some really subpar talent.
Oh, they really are.
The chick in the fishnet stocking dress last night who had, like, crazy braces on. And it's always a bad move when they say, I'm going to sing Whitney Houston because nobody can sing Whitney Houston. But she made it through.
That was another Simon. Nod. And Simon let her through because of one reason.
Oh, yeah.
He did let her through because she was dressed like a hooker.
Yeah.
You know what, Simon? You can spot, if there's a hot girl up there.
Simon likes the hot women.
Oh, he does.
God
and if there's a hot girl that's singing and they show the panel, and Simon is looking down,
right.
She's all ready to Hollywood. Guaranteed.
Wow. Congratulations. However, I want to say this, too. Enough with the bad people. I'm ready to start the show.
Oh, I'm really ready.
And I'm ready to see the people who are supposed to be good fail. That's what I want to see.
It seems the episodes with the worst singers have the highest ratings, that these early shows seem to score extremely well.
Well, everybody knows it's a great formula for American Idol, but their promos, their previews of what's coming up,
right.
You know, if you weren't hooked before, it looks to me like the most, you know, I thought I was watching a promo for CSI.
I know, it's pretty great.
It looks so much, you know, there are ambulances, there are people passing out. It looks really incredible.
Wow. Here is Mark, Don and Mike show. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys noticed.
You get away with that because you almost said how you doing today, and you should know we're doing fantastic.
I did.
We are getting ready to dig out from the great blizzard of 06.
Starting to stick to the roads now.
Yeah.
Yes. I was wondering if you guys noticed during Bush's speech, that lady that had her son killed in Iraq, she was holding her son's dog tag, and when she went to hug the lady in front of her dead son's dog tag got stuck on the lady's butt.
Yes.
They just shot of her. She was frantically trying to untangle it.
There was almost a wardrobe malfunction because it was jewelry.
We almost had a little Janet Jackson at the State of the Union something.
Jewelry was caught on jewelry, right. And, you know, they were trying to shake hands or, I don't know. He's Gail in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Gail.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, honey.
Listen, if you notice the mother and the son, the lady that freaked out.
Yeah.
Now, when he was singing, he had a white kind of shirt with blue stripes. But when they showed her freaking out, his shirt was a whole different shirt. That's the glory of TiVo.
That's the glory of TiVo?
Wait a minute. He had one shirt on when he was auditioning and another kind of shirt on when his mother was freaking out.
Like maybe this was staged?
We have a lot of calls now on the screen with people saying that we've been scammed again by American Idol, that was a fake out.
You most definitely have, and fat girls need love, too.
All right, thank you, baby. Bye-bye. Hello, here's Chris in Maryland. Chris, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, they called yesterday, the fat hunchback, she looked like Natalie from Facts of Life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't put down Mindy Cohn on this show, okay? Put down anybody else, but not Mindy Cohn. Not my Mindy.
Big waffle cone.
And this is for Joe. Yeah!
That's the thing that Joe was talking about.
Right, I remember that from yesterday's show.
Yeah. So it was, now I'm concerned about this, that they did the whole thing out of context, and we were...
Well, we'll get some more calls about it. You know what? We'll do a phone scan next, and we'll talk about it next. Because I see 1, 2, 3, 4... What, Buzz? You're saying hello?
I can't hear you guys anymore. You just faded out in my headphones.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Well, I
try to read lips.
Really? Hello, Buzz.
How's the show going?
Buzz, what color is your sweater?
I'm sorry I didn't get that. I'm just going to leave you alone.
What color are your underpants? That's right, you're not wearing any.
It's a gay sweater, Buzz.
Hey, faggot. Hey, old man faggot. Old man Buzz, he had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
And on that farm, he had some shirts that were too tight.
E-I-E-I-O.
Can you hear us?
Faintly.
Faintly.
So things, there seems to be some trouble.
You're back in my left ear, and now you're back in my right ear.
Hey, there you go. Thank you, engineers.
Thank you.
It's a great day to work at radio station W. John F. Kennedy.
Maybe it's the snow.
Yeah, that must be it.
We covered real well, Buzz. Don't worry about it. When your thing went off, we covered for you.
I appreciate that.
They put the V-chip in his studio, and you can't hear any objectionable content.
Anything that's really questionable.
I know what we got to do. Excuse me, guys. We have to call Amber Rainey here. She's the woman who's 8 months pregnant and has sold her stomach to GoldenPalace.com for $4,000, and she's having it tattooed as we speak. Oh, and also, I thought it might be interesting. I never do this on the show. I never tell jokes, but I thought every once in a while, if we had a slow moment, I could just do a mini monologue for you.
All right.
But I'll start it when it's more natural.
Oh, okay.
So be aware.
We'll be watching for that.
Just be on guard that the funny stuff is going to start any moment here.
All right.
With the jokes.
Very good. You've got jokes today?
A monologue.
A monologue?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, is this Amber?
Yes, it sure is.
Amber, here she is, everybody. Amber Rainey.
Amber!
She's in
thank you.
In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. She sold her pregnant belly to GoldenPalace.com. She's getting a tattoo on her belly that says GoldenPalace.com. The baby is due on March 21st.
Not a real tattoo. It's an airbrush tattoo, right?
Correct. No, nothing permanent.
Have they done it yet, Amber?
They just finished doing it, and I have to tell you, it was the weirdest experience I've ever had.
How do you think the baby enjoyed it?
Hopefully he's going to enjoy it afterwards because he's got a really great scrapbook.
Is he an active baby? You're 8 months pregnant. You would know now whether the baby is active or is he quiet? Is he docile?
No, he's extremely active. It was funny because when they were actually doing it, you could see him kicking.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
You know, here's the only thing that would worry me, and I hope everything's okay, but I know that, you know, kids shouldn't eat lead or paint or anything. God forbid, you know,
if she was getting a regular tattoo, that might be a legitimate concern.
Yeah, but even if she's getting it airbrushed, how do we know Dutch Boy's not going to come out? You know what I mean? Like,
paperwork?
How do we know that he's not going to have something on his forehead when he comes out?
Yes, absolutely. have the people at Golden Palace assured you that this is okay for you medically?
Yes, we've checked into it, and everything's cool. It's a water-based paint. It's completely non-toxic, environmentally safe.
Now, you know, we had a guy on the show the other day that had a tattoo on his forehead and got, like, almost $40,000. That's amazing. I mean, here you are with a much bigger canvas, and you're only getting $4,000, but it's still pretty good money, isn't it?
Yeah, well, going into it, I didn't think I was going to, you know, get anything. I kind of did it as a joke, thinking that no one was going to bid, that I wasn't going to have to parade around with my belly hanging out. So $4,000 is better than nothing.
May I ask?
Absolutely.
Amber, may I be so bold as to ask, is baby's daddy involved in this at all?
Well, no, he wanted nothing to do with this at first. He looked at me like I was crazy, said the hormones are going to my head. But now that it's kind of gotten to where it is, he's eating it all up.
Well, it says here that your baby is due on March 21st, but what is the length of the contract? How long do you have to keep the tattoo on there until the delivery date?
That's what the plan is, yeah. Up until I go into labor.
And how are you going to do publicity? I mean, obviously you're not shy about pulling up your maternity smock. How are you going to do this? Are you just going to go out and like, pull up your smock and pull down your stretch pants and show people the tattoo?
Well, luckily now maternity clothes are much more fashionable, and so it's going to be, you know, I'll do it in good taste, but I have a lot of my old tops that fit me when I was thinner and not pregnant that they fit still, they just ride up a little over my belly, so it makes it perfect.
Is the tattoo of GoldenPalace.com, is that below or above the belly button?
That's a good question.
It's all over. It's Golden is above it. Palace is sort of a little bit in between the belly, and then .com is below the belly button.
All right.
They use up the whole face, believe me.
Here's a tricky question.
.com.
If someone was to look at the entire tattoo, especially as you continue to get pregnant, I'm just wondering,
the part that says .com, does that require underlining?
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Are you able to keep your daisy private?
Am I able to keep my what?
Your daisy.
Your daisy. It doesn't go. The .com.
Your precious daisy.
The .com doesn't go that low.
And the garden that's around the daisy. That's what I want to make sure.
The landscape.
Everything's all right.
So how would you? I've got a question, Amber. How would you describe the landscaping near the tattoo?
Landscaping.
Yeah, the landscaping near.
There's really none.
I understand. All right, yes, completely understand now. So it's not an issue. Do you understand?
It's an issue.
Yeah. You're looking at me like you might not understand. No,
I understand what you're saying is that she uses a razor.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, listen, you're having a baby? That's gross. Amber, that's just me. That has nothing to do with the tattoo.
It's really the style nowadays. Yes.
You know?
It
is.
Style.
It's more the age gap. You know, the younger generation.
I think a lot of words we should use right now. Gap might not be one of them.
And listen, that whole procedure, and I've seen it with my wife. That's a mess to begin with. You need something down there as window dressing, and that's
really is how you look at it.
The hair in many cases works almost as like a bunting.
A bunting for what?
For the ceremony.
For the birth. Yes. I mean, otherwise, it's just like, you know, you got a can opener down there. You're just ripping open the metal, and it's like, oh, there's the baby in there.
Baby
and,
time.
And then you see, anyway, listen, Amber.
You're just not beating around the bush now, are you?
She feels very strong.
Hey, Amber.
Thank you.
You are okay.
Very good, Amber.
Amber, good luck with the baby.
Yeah.
Congratulations on finagling $4,000 out of these saps. And,
thank you.
Hope everything works out for you.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It's been a blast.
Right, thank you,
so
Amber.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. There's Amber Rainey. She's, she had just gotten tattooed on her pregnant stomach.
And a hell of a lot brighter than the guy we had yesterday with the tattoo on his forehead.
Absolutely.
Amber was much sharper.
Amber Rainey.
And you did say bunting with a B, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Amber is in yellow.
Hey, Mike.
I'm sorry. I think I'm going to watch The Exorcist this weekend.
Hey, Mike?
Yes.
How many men does it take to open a beer?
How many, Don?
None. It should be opened by the time she brings it to you.
Is that part of the monologue?
Yeah, it is. Oh.
All right.
I'm just throwing it out there.
That's very good.
No,
how
hey,
is this, Shannon?
Don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
These are good.
Okay. All right.
But I'm just going to throw them in from time to time.
I didn't see that one coming.
Why is a laundromat a really bad place to pick up a woman?
Why?
Because a woman who can't afford a washing machine will never be able to support you, Mike.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I agree with that.
Hello, Derek.
I'll say 50%.
Don and
Mike. Hell, yo. How's it going, guys?
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Disqualified.
Oh, my goodness. Scientists have discovered a food...
I like the hand gestures like Johnny, too.
Scientists have discovered a food to diminish a woman's sex drive by 90%.
I know what it is.
Wedding cake.
Yeah.
Wedding cake. That's really, you're not playing along with the spirit of this when you
sorry.
Say...
I'm sorry.
When you say, I know. It's not really the spirit
of I'm sorry,
of
I just knew... I've heard that.
Really? Do you know the punishment for bigamy?
What?
Two mothers-in-law. Why do women have feet smaller than men?
Why?
So they can stand closer to the sink. If your dog's barking at the back door and your wife's yelling at the front door, who do you let in first?
Who?
The dog, because he'll shut up after you let him in.
I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen,
I have not spoken to my wife in 18 months. I don't like to interrupt her.
Bada bing. We need a drum with a rim shot.
Yeah. No, listen, you know what? I'll come back to this. You're
okay.
You're not embracing this.
I am.
I know it's killer.
I know it's
killer stuff. You know, all wives are alike.
Really?
They just have faces so we can tell them apart.
That's cruel.
That's deep.
Yeah, that's a deep
philosophy,
thought. Really.
That's the marriage, really, fellas, it's a three-ring circus.
Huh.
Engagement ring, wedding ring, and suffering. But really, last night, the fight that Frieda and I had,
really? Huh?
it was my fault.
How so?
She said, what's on TV? I said, dust!
Is this Henny Youngman?
Rodney Dangerfield?
How do you fix a woman's watch?
How?
You don't! The oven's got a clock on it. Come on! Come on! What are you talking about? How do you know a woman's about to say something clever?
How?
When she starts a sentence by saying, a man once told me.
Then you listen.
Okay. That was great. That was really great.
That was fun.
That's good. Yeah. See, that's why I shouldn't do show prep. I should just come in and wing it every day. Just come in and wing it.
You shouldn't have spent the hours writing those this morning.
I married Miss Wright. I just didn't know her first name was Always.
Ah.
Well, you know, in your case.
It's true.
That's really true.
Yeah. What's the most effective way to remember? Oh, God, that's awful.
Yeah, don't do that.
See, you're doing your desk piece. That would be a writer that would be disappointed.
That
would be a writer down in the writer's room that says, damn it, he didn't use mine.
And right now, Johnny would be doing this. Attention, Kmart shoppers. Attention, Kmart shoppers. Okay, well, can the idea for a monologue every day.
Where that
the
just,
idea.
Were they funny when they left the house?
That's just not going to happen. You watch it, you.
I'm kidding.
You
another
watch
Carson
it.
Reference.
Just watch it.
You know, if you're going to do it, though.
I'm not now, Mike.
I know it's radio, and I know that you've got that sheet, that, you know, a little piece of paper. That's all you need.
My cue cards.
That's what you need. And you need Joe to hold them. And you need Joe to stand, like, right next to me and hold them for you.
As a cue card boy.
But look how big the font is. It's a real big font.
We'll make big cards. Yeah. It seems to me it would be better if they were done in magic marker.
Can I just tell all you guys something?
Yes, at once.
And now I hope you're satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
The dead Johnny Carson sent me those jokes.
Oh.
Okay?
Yeah, I know.
How do you feel now, smart guys, okay?
Badly. Hey, I'm real sorry.
And he sent them after he died.
Well, you know, I'm real sorry. That's the way the guy is falling down when he goes... When he goes into the place for breakfast, hey, well, I'm really sorry about that.
When he goes to the McDonald's, but they can't say it's a McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Falling Down is a movie with Michael Douglas that's on a lot that I find myself gravitating to.
Okay.
How about you?
We both do. What does that say about us?
We hate our lives? No, for sure.
I'm entertained always watching Falling Down.
Our phone number 877-365-3636 for a phone scan. It's a rootin' tootin' good time. We take unscreened calls on any topic. We come to you today from snowy Washington.
I like Falling Down when he walks into the Army Navy surplus store and he meets Rob.
Oh.
We're gonna shame you and me.
Too good.
That is a good
that movie's too good, and Robert Duvall finally figures out who the guy is.
Yeah, he gets him on the pier.
Got him out there. No, my favorite scene from Falling Down is when he's in the grocery store the with the Korean guy and the baseball bat.
I agree.
I'm rolling back prices. How much for the Tylenol? $3.85. Wrong! Boom!
That is a... It's a sick movie for sick
Mike,
people.
It is. How much does he pay for his Coca-Cola?
15 cents.
I think it's 50, isn't
it? Is it 50 cents?
I think it's 50
Something
cents.
Fair.
50 cents.
He wants the change to make a phone call.
Right.
Well, yeah.
What's his license plate?
Defense.
Oh, you are into that movie.
Where did that come in on the list of most romantic movies?
Phone scan is next, everybody. So you want to call the toll-free number, and we take your live unscreen calls when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. It's the favorite radio program of Charlie M.
Charlie
the
M.
Don and Mike Show.
Boy, that Zoolander tape was way low, that level on that thing. I know they're whispering in that tape. Let me try it again.
So I...
There it is.
I became...
What?
Bulimic.
You can read minds.
You see, it's funnier that way.
Right.
That's got to be played by itself.
That's and Zoolander, though, you will agree, the turning point in Ben Stiller's career.
I like Zoolander.
You like Zoolander, but then it became every role left.
Yes,
it
was just like Zoolander.
Zoolander.
You didn't enjoy Starsky and Hutch?
I
enjoyed Starsky and Hutch.
This is something, I'm just going to read a second of this. This is from our website.
Oh.
DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Very good website.
Have you ever looked at this Frida Files thing?
Yeah, she had like an opening statement. Has she updated it?
She writes stuff all the time. You know, she doesn't call the show as much. And I generally don't look at it. I look at this today, though. God, this is awful.
My God, what happened?
I didn't know she talked to the guy who put this on the website. It's a whole thing about Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I want my husband to know that he's completely off the hook for Valentine's Day. He doesn't have to buy me a thing. In a way, that makes his job even harder, because now he has the ominous task of doing something thoughtful. Lots of husbands do the old zoom in, zoom out, blah, blah. Here you go. Now listen to this. I will help Don out with a few suggestions. Now, this is my wife who could say this to me.
But instead, writing, you read it on the website.
I'm reading it like any of our listeners would on the website.
Well, don't
okay?
you read it every day?
Mike, I hear it every day. I don't read it. And this part I've not heard. Like, this is going to happen. First off, Valentine's Day, everybody knows this. It is a made-up holiday. We discussed this before.
Made up by the candy companies, the jewelry companies, and the card
women.
Companies.
Yeah. And women, because men don't care about Valentine's Day.
Celebration of love.
It's a woman thing. Look at what she writes here. She writes, I believe in the beginning part of this, she somehow alludes to the fact that even though I'm an ass, I'm a generous ass.
Well, that's nice.
That I give nice gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, the real challenge is letting your wife know you love her without using the Visa card. I'll even help Don out with a few suggestions. I would love it if he would get bundled up and go for a nice long walk through the woods with me and the dogs. Well, hold on. Let me run that one past the intergovernment.
Request denied.
Then she says, or he could make a candlelit dinner at home for the two of us while soft music played in the background.
Request denied.
Who does she think she is married to? And then listen to this one.
The telephone.
I believe the telephone's ringing.
How about putting on, hold on, here's another one.
All for you.
I don't want to talk to her right now. Or maybe putting on a bubble bath, sharing a bottle of wine in a bubble bath surrounded by candles.
Ah.
Request denied.
Darling, I don't like taking my socks off. I'm not going to get in a bathtub with you. I've been married to her for...
Why don't you keep your socks on in the bathtub?
What did she have to say?
Well, I mentioned that you weren't interested in taking the call.
Oh, well, now, I meant just not at that moment.
Oh, well, you can call her back, I guess.
Why don't you call her back?
I shall.
Thank you.
She at home?
I don't know.
What did she say when you said that, Rob?
She was shocked, but not upset.
Well, I would think
she
so.
She was shocked.
He just meant not at that moment.
She was shocked. And then it says, as much as I love Don, I know none of these imaginary scenarios are going to happen. Well, then why are you writing this on our website? I throw the challenge out to you, my darling husband. Why don't you surprise me? How about this? I'll surprise you tonight. Like, when I come home.
with an extra bowling bag?
Yeah. Did you find her?
Yes.
Okay. And then
she's,
I promise,
going to kill me.
Phone scan is coming right up. Oh. I did not, I swear to God, I didn't realize it till 2 seconds ago. Hi, honey.
Hello. I'm glad you'll speak to me now.
Well, I wanted
that now you will speak.
I wanted to finish reading what you had posted on our website.
I just find it ironic that you're complaining when you said, this is my wife. She could have said this to me in person, and you're talking to me. You're saying it on the radio.
Okay, all right.
She does have a fairly decent point.
All right, touche. Yeah, touche. Now, how much of this is you being Irma Bombeck, and how much of this is real?
I wrote in it that those would be nice. I hope spring's eternal, but I never, I don't count on that happening.
But here's what's going to happen. You know I'm not going to do any of that.
But
junk
I don't
you
want
to do.
But I really and truly, and that's, and what I did mean to write down, and I was glad, because you always say I don't mean it. I don't want you to buy me anything for Valentine's Day.
Liar. Like Valentine's Day is going to show up, I'm empty-handed, and you're going to say, see, it's just another day.
You have a legal document in your hand. You are off the hook.
What is that? You mean that what you posted on our website is
right.
A legal document?
You have a written legal document.
I think in order for that to be legal, you both have to sign it.
Yeah, I have to get it notarized.
Sign it in blood. All right, baby. It's just once in a while, you know, I'm here at work. I click on our website. I say, oh, look what Lucas Frieda's written. And I read that and I go, when have I ever gotten in a bathtub and if we had, like, soft? Never. I mean, it's not that I don't love you.
Well, she's not writing that for the people on the website. She's writing it for you.
Yeah, I know. But
that's exactly what it says. It says, here's your challenge, darling, or something to that effect. And so, you know, if you wanted to do that, that would be nice. But, you know, I don't hope.
With the, of all three, the long walk with the,
dogs,
in the snow, the dinner, or the bubble bath, which of the three would be
which of the three?
The closest to possibly happening?
Oh, I thought you were saying which of the three would I like the best.
Well, no, I mean, I'm asking Don what he thinks would be the, you know, the one that he'd do.
The one that has the best chances of succeeding would be the walk.
The walk.
Because I know the whole thing with, like, dinner becomes, I mean, I can handle making dinner, but I don't like it when it's like, let's put my music on. And we, you know, and I have to have Luther Vandross playing through the house. And
would you rather have the raspberries or the grassroots?
Yeah, I mean, music I like.
Something
faster. I mean, listen, understand this. I'm not such an emotionalist man that I have to put on a goddamn Teddy Pendergrass record to be able to do what I have to do.
You think that men who do that are emotionless?
Yes. Yes. I think a real man should be able to, well, you don't have to be listen to music or have a candle. I mean, for goodness sakes, a rest stop bathroom under the right circumstances could be the most romantic location.
It'd be breakfast time, you know, with cereal on the table, like Bull Durham.
That's right. That's right, Mike.
That scene, that's real passion.
That's
yeah.
right. Anyway.
Those are enhancements. I know that you could perform without them. But they give it atmosphere. It's like when you're eating dinner, you can eat dinner in the garage, but you'd rather go to a fine restaurant and have candles on the table. I mean, they are enhancements.
Not me.
Nice linen.
I'd probably rather eat in our garage.
Well, we could work that out. Would you like to sleep there also?
All right. Okay, baby.
You know,
I think it's cute and it's funny that you write these things that get on the website. And
I'm a big fan of the website because I can say things that, and you don't contradict me. I mean, it's just my opinion. So I love that website.
Okay. Very
all
good.
Right,
happy
Beth.
Valentine's Day.
Disappointed again.
See, now, why are you disappointed? If it doesn't mean anything, why are you disappointed?
Well, I don't think it'll happen, but it's still a disappointment.
Hey, you might be surprised.
what is the disappointment? That you think that I'm going to foolishly believe your request that I'm not supposed to get you a gift, and
I don't want a gift.
But instead I'm supposed to do something?
Yes, I would like that much better. And you do romantic things. What about on our anniversary, you didn't give me a card. What did you give me? I posted it up on the bulletin board. It was...
Oh, don't say that. Embarrass me.
What was it? I'm going to have to go up there and look at it.
It will embarrass me.
No, but it was very romantic. Was it some kind of love coupon or something?
No, it was a business card.
Oh, that's right. It was a business card. And
shut up with this.
People.
What, a love business card?
No, yeah. We just think, you know,
oh,
like...
let me go get it. I'll read it to you. It's so sweet.
It's going to go get it.
Sensitive guy.
If my girlfriend really thought that was...
You never talked about this.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
It says...
I'd rather take a bath with you than and read and cook dinner in the tub than have you read this.
It was a business card, and the banner on it says on the little business card, successful marriage, free to source, 23 years and counting, phone is 1-800, still in love, fax is 1-800, very proud, email, loveyoumorethanever.com.
Very smooth.
That's yeah. very nice.
Very, very,
very nice.
Did you come up with all that yourself?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it might be, you know, some kind of, like, service that has those business cards or something.
And you know how he spells business? B-U-I-S-N-E-S-S.
Why didn't you spell check?
Because that part was handwritten.
Business.
Instead of business.
should have just gone with B-I-Z.
Yeah. That's very cute.
No, it's very easy. You get the font where you can make yourself, like, little... business cards, right. And you just type in the mushy
something
stuff.
Clever like that.
Then you put it in an envelope.
Women love this stuff.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You know that? Like she's remembering it from your anniversary.
I
couldn't tell you what present you gave me on my anniversary. I don't remember, truly.
So if I made you again, like some macaroni art or something, like I did back in third grade, you'd be happy with that?
Yes.
Okay, you got it. I'll make you macaroni art. Good.
All right. If you put your time and love in it like you did this business card, make me very happy.
All right. Don't mention that anymore. That's embarrassing.
Never speak
of it
again.
Oh, no, that's one of my treasures. That's one of the things I treasure the most.
Really? Is that why it's pinned up on the bulletin board behind all the bills?
Maybe I should put that on the website.
Okay. Maybe we should just turn off the computer. Okay?
I'm going to have to talk to the website guy. Okay. All right. Thank you, my darling.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Look at how happy she was just remembering that card you gave her.
Yeah, yeah.
Joy. You brought her joy. Great joy.
Take a lesson, guys. That's how you keep them happy.
Yeah.
Just like that.
You keep giving. You're trying to be all macho now.
Take a lesson, boys. Write a baggy little card.
Okay.
There you go.
Boys, I got my six-shooters out.
That's me doing it to me.
And that's me paying you back for the aviator.
Don't worry.
That's me. I still got a lot of payback for the aviator.
Don't worry.
The aviator.
Listen, you're so much better off. I would rather be known as a man that has seen the aviator than a man that gave a business card to his wife for their anniversary and put that hokey crap that I put on there.
But she wasn't faking it. You heard how happy she was.
Genuinely.
And she was happy just reflecting on it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hello, Don and Mike show.
He's speechless, ladies and gentlemen.
I hate that she told that.
I understand that, but
do you understand? Do you truly understand, Buzz? I hate that.
I understand your discomfort. Yes.
Yes.
I do.
That she shouldn't do that.
No, really. That should be private between a man and a woman.
But that was very smooth.
But I'm sure you know what she would say. She would say, "Well, what's the difference from when back in the old show when I used to talk about our sex life all the time?"
Yes.
That she didn't like that I talked about that.
Yeah. I mean, she's just and what she's doing is she's pulling the curtain back and showing a very sensitive, caring, romantic.
Shut up!
Man.
Shut up! I swear to God, I'll throw a pencil at you today, Mike. I swear to God, I will.
With a heart.
Swear to God. Listen, I want you to know something.
I clouded up a little bit.
Mike.
Yes. What? I'm not saying anything.
I love her.
I know you do.
But I'm always an inch away from killing her. Does that make it a little better?
I think the whole thing is wonderful.
Hello, phone scan.
I'm envious. I'm envious of you and Rob and Buzz and all these successful marriage people. I mean, I'm close to, next Tuesday. It's official. I'm a two-time loser.
Oh, I didn't know you want to talk about
that.
Well,
I can't really. I can't because of the limitations. But, that's it. It's so sad. It's sad. And I look at these successful marriages and I say, hey, congratulations.
Thank you. Request denied.
Next Tuesday?
I mean that. What?
Next Tuesday
it becomes final?
Group rate?
I believe so, yes. I think that's...
Tuesday's the final day?
Tuesday's the day, yes.
Do they offer a group rate?
You want to see if you can sneak in? You want to get... All right, come on, Rob.
Hello there, are you there? Don and Mike show. Phone scan, hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey.
Hey.
16 times Bush said nuclear.
Nuclear.
Did he really last night?
That was great.
You know what? Does he do that on purpose?
No.
It's not that he says nuclear, he says nuclear, and it's nuclear.
And so does the Secretary of State on 24 now. William Devane says nuclear.
Yeah.
They run it in the promos.
Yeah, sure, there's overbite.
Yes.
You know who corrected me on that one time? That hump Dennis Miller.
Hello.
I said nuclear, and he was kind of snotty
smarty.
About it.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, Mike, but who got the last laugh? Here you are doing a successful show.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a commercial for Net Zero.
Yeah, Dennis. And when did Dennis,
I don't know.
Go right-wing ridiculous?
I don't know. Yeah. Have you ever watched his CNBC show?
Never.
There's a guy who I used to think was pretty right down the middle, would get his zingers and his barbs at both sides.
Right. Yeah, he was edgy, and then he became, like a right-wing political like so many other people.
Total piece of machinery for George W., the great Dennis Miller, the formerly great Dennis
Miller.
Hard
to believe. And at the same time, this is not partisan politics. It coincided with him not being as funny as he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was funny when he took shots at everybody.
And he was at his greatest in the movie The Net with Sandra Bullock, where he actually played some type of a role. And he was also in that movie with Snipes. I only call him Snipes because we called Wesley Snipes answering machine once. It just said, Snipes.
He was in the movie Disclosure with Michael Douglas.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good movie.
That is a good movie.
Ed Demi Moore is a dirty birdie in that movie. And the other one is Murder at 1600 with Snipes.
Yes.
And don't forget, he was a talented sportscaster.
In which one?
Monday
no,
football.
In real life.
Oh, my
Monday
God, the failed Monday Night
right,
Football.
Right, yeah, correct.
Wow.
Hello, a phone scan, Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Mike, do you get Nessun on your DirecTV?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Have you been watching it?
No, but I guess, are you going to tell me that they've been replaying some of the games?
Yeah, last night, Game 3, ACLS with Joe Buck and Tim McCarver.
Yeah,
there's no way that these guys are coming back.
I've got to actually go back and watch that. Yeah, they're doing that right now.
See, that'll be sweet for a Red Sox fan, especially you got the Fox guys saying, it's done for the Red Sox now.
I think they're going to run all of them, and they're doing that on the local network, which is very cool.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Oh, wow. Finally. Anyways, I just wanted to let you guys know that the rapping nanny, he's like done commercials for Fox Sportsnet.
Oh, you mean the lady that was on American Idol?
No, the guy, the guy
with the glasses.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
I'm yeah.
Sorry, excuse me. But yeah.
No worries.
Okay.
I hate that.
I ate fried food today.
My bad, no worries. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, yeah. This is Nelson. I just got married 2 weeks ago. Been with her for 11 years and finally did it.
And which homeroom are you calling us from today, Nelson?
Homeroom 4763, yeah.
All right, well, thank you for calling us, Mr. Mandela.
Yeah, you got it.
It's the only Nelson I could come up with. It's the only Nelson I could think of.
He'll call back after the rain.
See, now I'm good because I would have Tony Nelson from I Dream of Jeannie. Charles Nelson Reilly, but yes, that really wouldn't count.
First name Nelson.
Ozzie Nelson.
Frank Nelson, the guy who was always on I Love Lucy.
But the game was started, though, with the first name Nelson. Nelson Rockefeller.
I love your music, Mr. Riddle.
Nelson Riddle. King of the Nelsons.
Nelson Riddle.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
This is Colin from Horror Falls, Canada.
Yes, sir.
And I was wondering if you picked up on the net today about the lady in Australia that got busted for trying to sell Duff beer.
I believe Buzz.
We've seen the story.
Buzz has seen it. Buzz has given me the look that's like, this is in the news. This is in the news.
I saw the story yesterday, yes.
Is it in the news today?
Not really, no.
That means not anymore. That means he was going to have it in the news.
No,
it's been ruined.
What I'm saying is, if it's not going to be in the news, do you want this guy to talk about it or what?
I don't care. I didn't find it that interesting, or I would have put it in the news.
So you
guy just hung up.
He's gone now.
Yeah. What was it, Buzz?
Yeah. a woman was arrested for selling. There is, of course, no Duff beer. It's Homer Simpson's beer. She was selling Duff beer on the internet. She had no beer. It's fraud. She was arrested. At the end. Charming story.
I can see why that didn't make your newscast.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Just didn't get me.
Hi, Don and Mike show. This is the phone scan.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm calling about Sweetest Dream.
Is it a guy doing Michael Jackson? Shouldn't it be the other way around, Michael Jackson? Michael Jackson doing a guy? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
Donnie Poo, you're just so sweet.
Yeah. Go to hell.
You know you were going to get those.
I knew you had a sensitive side, man.
Go to hell, ass hat. Go to hell.
He's just jealous.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Ass hat, ass clowns. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
Yes, you know what? The perfect thing on the rock is a 30-06 and a shovel.
Oh, God. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone's
again. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I'm hoping that maybe all of you can help me answer this. This is still somewhat topical. Johnny Carson, I'm wondering, do you think Johnny would float?
Will it float?
Will it float, Tate?
That would be funny on Letterman.
Oh, God.
And I bet Johnny would sink.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Johnny would sink. Well, Johnny would definitely sink after a while.
Yeah.
But at first, he'd float.
He'd float and sink and maybe float again.
First day or two. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to call and thank you for keeping me entertained the 3.5 months that I was out of work.
Oh, and you're back at work now?
Yes, I am.
Great. I want to thank you for slowing down this show for 22 seconds.
Hey, I want to tell Mike, nice link to Ameris on the website.
You know, I can't think of a better spokesperson than you, my newly employed friend.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good luck.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
I'm going to take him for a long walk.
The lady with that tattoo, I guess her husband's telling everybody that it says
Hold on.
Are you talking about the woman we had on who's getting the tattoo on her belly?
Yeah, with the Golden Palace.
Yeah.
Her husband was telling all her friends that tattoo says Mock Echolap Nedrag.
I'm going to give you one more chance on this. No,
because really, it sounds like you're trying to talk through your socks.
I'm sorry, I got a bad phone, but it's not a bad phone.
Mouth.
You're stupid.
And the way your tongue's wagging.
You're stupid.
Cut him loose. It ain't worth it.
All right, I agree.
It's really not worth it.
I want to hear it.
All right.
And like that, he's gone.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, another potential relationship destroyed.
Tell it to me, though. How would it have been, Rob?
Oh, GoldenPalace.com would be mock. No, what are we? I don't know. I got to write it down.
Okay, write it down. Because I bet I split a gut. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Speak
now, wait, hold
to
on.
Us.
Everybody hit a delay.
Yeah, because he said a bad word, and then when he turned up his radio, there was a chance we were going to hear the bad word again, and so it had to be dumped.
What was the bad word?
The A word, the long A word.
Okay. All right. Give it to me, Robbie.
Comtod Ekalap Nedlog.
Yeah, you're right. Not funny.
Yeah, but not dirty.
Not funny. Hello.
Filthy.
Todd and Mike show.
I get it.
Hello.
Todd and Mike, Radio God.
Howdy.
Rudy Martsky. You guys normally, this time of year, you talk to Rudy a lot with Super Bowl going on.
Tell me, how many years have you been in the coma?
Honestly, I ran into Rudy over, he was down.
Really? How many years, hold on a second, how many years have you been in the coma? that you've not been able to listen to our show?
Well, I didn't even know you were on the show down here in Tampa.
How many years? Okay, well,
it's Tampa.
If it's Tampa,
so technically he has been in a coma. Mm-hmm. Rudy, you would know if you had been listening, if we had been on in Tampa. Rudy hasn't been on the show for a couple of years.
The people at USA Today made him quit being on our show.
Rudy wanted to be on the show, but they were putting pressure on him for coming on here.
Because Rudy would do stuff like call us from airplanes when he was traveling.
Right.
He was down here for the Outback Bowl. I guess he's a big Wisconsin Badger fan.
That
he's a Badger, right?
You know what? Okay, you're going to get a reprieve here because you really, if you were calling from Tampa...
And you remember all
You were in a coma because you don't know what happened in the time that we were off and then when we've come back now.
Exactly.
So no, I don't. And the thing is, I grew up in Woodbridge, just south of 95, and I used to listen to you guys growing up, and I left D.C. in probably... 97.
All right, enough of the bio. Did you speak to Rudy directly?
Was it 90? Yeah, he came into my bar. He was down there, down on the San Key for the game. Him and Mouse and everybody was down there.
What was Mouse drinking?
Miller Lite.
That's Rudy's flavor too, right?
Oh yeah. So I talked to them for a little bit, and I asked. I said, you know, I recognize him just because of his voice.
Yeah.
And I said, I used to listen to you all the time on Don and Mike, and I said, I haven't listened to him probably in 6 or 7 years, you know, in Orlando.
What did Rudy say?
Yeah.
He said, I love Don and Mike. He's like, they're on best ever. He's like, they're on 10-10 down here. Tune in, they're on 3-7. I didn't have any idea about any of this.
That's nice. Well, Rudy actually turned you onto the show. That's nice. Plug.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you guys are still on, because I hate to bring up, I won't go into details, but when I left, one of you guys had some legal troubles.
Well,
and
that could be either one of us, sir.
So I didn't, and I was glad to hear that you guys are still on, and probably for the past month now, it's been, I'm glad to hear you guys back.
Great. So we'll talk again, what, in 8 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Can you estimate, I know it might be tough for you to remember, can you maybe estimate, between the two of them, how many Miller Lights did Rudy and Mouse have?
It was about 12:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
I'd say probably four piece. No, not even that many. I'd say Reef might have had three and Mouse maybe two.
What was the time frame? How was 15, 20 minutes?
No, it was a group of them. There was probably about 8 to 9 of them. They were all in town. They were all Badgers fans in town for the game.
One other thing that changed while you couldn't listen to the show, Buzz died.
Yeah, Buzz.
Yeah, he knows, but...
Okay.
See, Rudy drinks Miller Lite, but Ben, that's like soda pop.
Yeah, hello. Exactly. Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don?
No, Don and Mike, yes.
How you doing?
Oh, sorry.
You're out of there. Don and Mike show, hello.
Coming to a seedy, sticky floor theater near you, big gay rock stars as The Woodsman, featuring The Puck Show.
Don't even get that.
I have no idea.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Donnie Mike, ¿cómo está?
That counts as something different. I'm with you.
Yes. Very good. Thank you. And that's all you bring?
All he had.
No, and I wanted to mention Chris Wilde, the guy that was in the glass on American Idol. He went to American University, Mike. He did Late Night with Chris Noel.
Which guy went to AU?
The guy with the glasses. Somebody called in a few minutes ago about
him. The nanny?
He had the striped shirt.
The nanny?
Yeah, exactly. He went to American University.
Oh, my God. All I was saying was how I wouldn't let him within 20 feet of my kids.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, I want to back you on your business card. I think that was a great idea.
Listen, can we just shut up about that?
Okay. I think that should be good. Everyone,
shut up!
From the life partner.
Shut up.
See?
All right. You made me mad, then you made me happy.
So confused.
Hey, enjoy the show. Thank you very much.
Hey, hold on, dummy. You won a prize. What is your name?
Dave.
Gabe?
Dave.
Dave.
Dave?
Yes.
We got some wonderful phones today.
Mm-hmm. Dave, where are you from?
I'm from Bel Air, Maryland.
Dave, you got the $20 Tower Records gift card. Tower Records, towerrecords.com. Everything worth hearing is here. Thanks for being the last person on the phone scam.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Hold on a second. And when we come back, I think you might be interested in the next topic. We've not done it for a while on the show.
Well, what it has been is a long time since we've had the opportunity to speak with people that would interest us on this particular element of our program.
We've had a hiatus of sorts,
mm-hmm.
haven't we? Which one is the doctor? Which is the lawyer?
I am
Dr. Mike, I'm excuse you. You are Dr. Donald Goldstein.
Someone's
Dr.
Have
Goldstein,
to help us,
doctor,
help
and
us with
I am
the name.
Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
We'll be back with everybody's favorite.
It's been what I would describe as too long.
Too long.
Yes, but we're back.
We're back.
Oh, joy.
We're back. We just saw Billy Crystal on Broadway.
Oh.
And he
700
killed.
Sundays is, in my opinion, a tour de force. What a tribute.
If I could just tell you one thing, though. Who pays $80 for a ticket to a show?
I couldn't forget that. No show's worth that. What a ripoff and the parking.
We've got an edition of what we've written down as J to J.
Amen. It should be a very special segment.
Coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wait a minute. Lisa, honey. Are you saying you're never going to eat any animal again? What about bacon?
No.
Ham?
No.
Pork chop?
Dad, those all come from the same animal.
Yeah, right, Lisa. A wonderful, magical animal.
The Don and Mike Show.
They occasionally breathe the rarefied air of buzzdom. Don Geronimo and Michael Mills.
Sometimes they don't even have time to talk. Just put the chime time in there.
Absolutely.
All right, JoJo. It's time for Jew to Jew. Today we're going to be calling a guy named Walter. This guy has 1,497 valid credit cards.
Wow.
That's too many.
I think it's really not financial management to have that many of them.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello.
How are you, Buzz?
Once again, gentlemen.
I'm going to need the refresher.
You are Dr. Donald Goldstein, and I am Michael Goodman, attorney at law.
Dr. Donald Goldstein.
Yes.
Doctor Goldstein.
Brian, Mike Goodman, attorney at law. Counselor Michael Goodman.
Mike Goodman.
S-R. Michael, please.
He prefers
thank you.
Michael.
Mike.
Attorney.
Please.
More biblical.
I've got you.
Don. My God.
Dr. Donald.
Dr. Goldstein. Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you something that I'm really impressed with?
Why did you share it with our listening audience?
He's a rising star named Richard Eisen.
Richard Eisen is going to do big things. I think that this little channel that he's on right now is only the beginning. I look for him to be in serious news someday.
Richard Eisen will be on this show tomorrow.
Very good. Looking forward to that.
Excellent.
You know what we love about him?
What?
He doesn't do it for free.
No.
He's brought to you by Tower Records.
Of course.
And Tower.com.
Well, why should he?
Wonder.
No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love.
At fair prices.
Than Tower.
Consistent with quality.
Are you calling or do we call?
No,
we call live? All right, Buzz, just wait for him to pick up the phone and then you can give us the intro there.
Good.
I like Richard Eisen.
I do too. I think he does a great job.
You know who I don't not like?
Who?
That wasp, Jim Nance.
No, he's just. He's a phony.
It's like one
he's a phony baloney.
He's one of the bread. Rich Eisen is a nice rye.
Natural.
Hello?
Walter?
Yes?
Welcome to the show. Here's our announcer.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's Jew to Jew, starring Dr. Donald Goldstein and Michael Goodman, attorney at law. Now, here's Dr. Goldstein and Michael Goodman.
Shalom and welcome, everyone.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Thank you, Michael. Hello, this is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law. I'd like to take this chance to apologize to all of our listeners who might have been frustrated during our brief hiatus, but we are happy to be back on the air on these sworn stations, and we're back with the interesting subjects that we know you've come to love and enjoy.
Now, I must tell you something, though, with this man, Walter Kavanaugh, and hello, Walter.
Hello.
Here's the problem. Walter, first of all, let me ask you, are you Jewish?
No, I'm not.
Walter, we will not hold that against you.
Now, we can have people from all walks of life on our program. And,
Walter Kavanaugh.
This is fascinating that he has this many credit cards.
We do a show called Jew to Jew. Things from all perspectives, but from our perspective.
Of course.
I must tell you, as a doctor, you know that I make at least a six-figure income. I hate to brag about that, but it's true.
The truth. Why don't you tell us exactly what you make? If
all right, low seven-figure.
There you go.
I got the Mercedes with the chocolate brown interior. It's beautiful.
It's a lovely automobile.
But can I tell you something, Walter? I only bring this up.
I know where you're going. Just tell him.
Do you know how many credit cards I have?
How many do you have?
I have two.
Two, as I do.
Two. You know why?
You don't need more than two.
You get killed with the APRs.
And I'm reading here that you, Walter, have 1,497 of them?
Yes, I do.
And if you maxed them all out, his credit line would be 1.7 million, as in Monsterballs, $1.7 million.
What, Walter, if I may ask you, what possessed you to get this many cards?
It's crazy.
It all started off as a bet with a friend to see who could collect the most credit cards.
And that's it?
That's how it started.
Now,
and I won the bet, and soon after that, I found myself in the Guinness Book of World Records. And what are you going to do if you got a world record?
Now, listen, I am not an attorney, as my esteemed colleague is. I am simply a doctor.
Yes, and I can tell you, this is...
I used to be a pharmacist.
You used to be a pharmacist?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I would imagine that you would have some knowledge of accounting practices and realize that you're certainly asking for trouble by carrying this much debt.
I'm sorry that your dream of being a healthcare professional did not... come to fruition.
Well, there's
for
no
you.
Need to talk down to him.
What happened was, after I gave a pharmacy, I became a personal financial advisor.
Oh, you are? Mm-hmm. Oh, so you... Well, why... then you did
but
this on a lot. Is it dangerous to carry this many cards?
Haven't you always wanted to be a doctor?
Initially, yes.
Thank you.
Oh, there he goes.
Thank you.
Preaching from the mountaintop again about the medical profession.
Thank you.
Like all of us should be wiping your boots because we're not practicing medicine.
Excuse me.
Practicing medicine.
Excuse me, Michael. I'm not out chasing an ambulance right now.
Now, that's the hostility's not necessary. I'm just saying you shouldn't lord it over everyone just because you happen to have a medical degree. I went through a great deal of education as well to pass the bar.
Hello, Walter.
Yes, sir.
Walter, I'm concerned if these 1,497 credit cards you
have... Oh, my. Every time you say it, I'm beclimped.
How many of them are actually activated right now? Could you go out and charge on?
Yes, I could.
And all of them?
On all of them. But remember, these...
Oy vey, this is a nightmare.
Where is the financial sanity in this?
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
I understand.
I'm collecting them for the ability to borrow. I'm collecting them because it's a hobby now.
It's a hobby that is called bankruptcy, my friend.
All right, here
but
we go.
I owe nothing on any of the credit cards.
That's what I was going to say, balances.
And I have been collecting for over 30 years, and I no longer consider myself to be a credit card collector. I am a credit card historian.
You're
my collection,
really,
is evidence, shows the evolution of the credit card industry.
What was your first credit card?
The first one, I think, was a Chevron credit card. I got that after I got out of the Peace Corps.
Oh, you were in the
Peace
Corps?
You're in the Peace Corps.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Well, now, there's no money in that. What were you doing there?
I used to be a pharmacist.
In the Peace Corps?
In the Peace Corps.
Yes, in Micronesia.
Oh, that's wonderful. Kudos to you.
What is your most spectacular charge plate?
I have various types, but I have one that was not issued to me, by the way, but it's made out of sterling silver, and it gives unlimited credit privileges to a casino in Reno, Nevada.
I know a certain attorney who might be interested in that. Isn't that correct, Mr. Goodman?
Oh, I'm fascinated by that. You said it's solid sterling silver?
Yes, it is.
Sterling?
Yes, they were being sold for their silver content when I
came. That's wonderful. And unlimited, so it's for the big high rollers.
Obviously, sure. I also have one from Texas where the only thing I can buy with it is an ice cream cone.
Oh, so these are varying degrees of, some of them are quite frivolous. Is that what you're telling me?
But let me tell you about the history of the credit cards. I have ones that are these little aluminum plates.
May I tell you something?
A key ring?
Sir.
And they're good.
I feel for you. I feel for you. You're so desperate. Did your mother always want you to be in the medical profession? I don't mind it.
Are you going back to this? Do you think he's collecting these cards?
Yes.
Because he wants to be a doctor?
He wanted to be a doctor.
Oh, Walter, I think that's ridiculous.
Listen, he didn't want to be a ball player or a bus driver or an attorney.
Yes.
He wanted to be a doctor.
But look what he is now. He's a financial planner, and he's got a lovely collection. Have you added to your collection recently, Walter?
Not in the last couple of days, no.
What is your largest charge?
By the way, anybody, in my opinion, anybody with less than 100 credit cards is purely a rank amateur.
A rank amateur?
Oh, that's so funny. What is your largest charger plate?
Your largest line of credit?
They vary. Some cards are actually unlimited.
Unlimited.
God forbid you should be walking the street with these cards in your pocket. And what if someone was to steal them? You know who you'd be seeing both of us first. First you'd be seeing me,
yes,
the doctor,
right.
Then you'd be seeing my esteemed colleague, the lawyer.
We would be there in a moment's notice. Where do you keep all your cards?
I keep everything in safe deposit boxes.
In safe deposit boxes.
That's smart.
Do you use cards? Do you have cards that you actually
use? I use one or two credit cards, and as I said before, I owe nothing on the cards. I pay them off every month.
That's
fantastic.
I don't believe
in credit card interest. In fact, my advice to my clients is never to put anything on a credit card unless you can pay for it. Pay it off with
well, now you're any, speaking my language, sir.
Do you have any wooden charge cards from the 1800s?
No, I don't have any wooden ones at all, no, sir.
Hmm. Leather?
Paper and cardboard.
Rope? Any of the old...
What was your original dream? Ear, nose, and throat? Were you going to be a...
Pediatrician.
A pediatrician. Work with the children's. And you know why? Anna, you're a smart man. There are a lifetime of money coming in.
Of course,
a lifetime.
Yeah.
What you do when you get it when you're a pediatrician, it's I like to call it from the womb to the tomb.
Yes, of course.
You take the child, you nurture the child, you give the health care, you become a beloved member of the family.
Mm-hmm. And they're with you for life.
For life.
It's total job security.
For life, which is why I've got such a fantastic practice and why you, my friend.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing today? What fantastic trial case were you on today?
Well,
let's be honest.
As you know, the rules prohibit me from going into great detail.
Were you in traffic court today?
I was not in traffic court. I was in circuit court, and I cannot discuss the case. You know how that works. Canadian credit cards are made of hemp, are they not?
No, actually, they're made out of plastic. I have Canadian ones and Spanish ones and Germany and Italy.
I love Canada.
I've been to Europe 3 times because of the credit cards.
Canada, to me, is like Canada.
The Goodmans and Goldsteins vacationed in Canada one time, and we had a very good time up there.
We went to Toronto in Canada.
In Montreal, we enjoyed quite a bit of the country. How do you find Canada, Walter?
Canada is wonderful. I enjoy the
nice
outdoors and the scenery,
nice place.
Sure.
Very simple people, very nice.
So with all of these cards that you have, sir, and your failed dreams of being a doctor, tell me, is it enough now that you're going to be in the Guinness Book of Records? Is that enough for your ego, or do you want to think about maybe becoming a male nurse?
No, what actually, I have two world records, and I have been in the Guinness Book of World Records since 1970.
Well, you're to be commended for that. Do you have any credit cards on order now? Have you applied for them?
Oh, yes, I have a number of cards.
Like, could you share that with us? What's the last one you applied for?
Truthfully, I have the only thing I have done is mail things out. I have 90% of these places I have never even been in.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, I've done it all by mail. So if you ask me
applications
I filled out, I don't remember.
I'm a doctor, not a psychiatrist, but I'm going to tell you, you're a character.
Yes, he is.
You're a character. You're a full-blown character.
It's delightful talking with you, Walter.
You're whimsical.
I wish as many people were as interesting. I think this is a fascinating hobby.
As do I, especially now that we know he's not putting himself in financial danger by having these 1,497 credit cards.
Zero balances on the cards. So this is the reason for that. I have a question for you, Walter.
Can I say something as well? You deserve some credit, sir.
Yes, that's funny.
That would be, thank
that's
you.
That's a joke.
Thank you.
Oh, that's funny. You deserve credit. You've got credit. I suppose you could just get a mortgage within 2 hours. Isn't that right, Walter?
Yes, I could.
Your credit's impeccable?
Yes, it is.
Walter?
I could over 800.
Good. Don't lose your balance.
I won't.
That was another
joke.
That's delightful. I enjoyed that.
I'm like
that's
King
wonderful.
Midas. Everything I touch turns to plastic.
Walter, you're a card.
A card. That's great.
Walter, why don't women have watches?
I have no idea.
Because ovens have clocks on them.
Oh, there you go, of course. That's your chauvinistic
All right, now that's me just being a little like one of my idols,
yes,
you know.
Yes, of course.
Like one of my, Buddy Hackett or someone like that. Right. So
Shecky Green.
One of the greats.
Any Youngman.
One of the greats.
Myron Cohen.
They're all right there. Up until today, I love most things that Adam Sandler does. At least he doesn't talk with his butt like that Jim Carrey does.
You can have him, that's for sure. But that's another show. We'd have to save that for another show.
It is. Walter Kavanagh, we want to thank you for being on our show. We want to thank you for showing fiscal responsibility.
It's been delightful to have you. You've been a wonderful charge.
Thank you.
I'm very sad you were not able...
We're charged up having you on the show.
I'm very sad you're not able to fulfill your dream of becoming a doctor. But in fact, you are in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Right.
Until next time, please remember that the current time is 4:43 on the East Coast, and our time is your time. And until next time, let's take the time to get together and not have a timeout here on Judy Jew. Until next time, this is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I'm Michael Goodman, attorney at law, wishing you many great lines of credit.
Isn't there an ambulance you should be chasing?
Funny, funny, Dr. Boy. I'll be suing you soon.
There's a junior mint inside that person I was operating on.
That's delightful. You took your funny tablets today.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
You've been listening to Jew to Jew with Dr. Donald Goldstein and Michael Goodman, attorney at law, brought to you by the law firm of Ephraim & Associates, now accepting all major credit cards. Join us next time for another edition of Jew to Jew on the Westwood One Radio Network. This is Larry Horowitz. Shalom.
Thank you, Larry. That was beautiful. Coming up, we'll be talking about sports, in particular the Super Bowl. Oh, is this man still there?
Yeah, put him on hold, please.
Oh, we'll put him on hold. Thank you.
Thank you. Talk to our producer.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, Rob.
Rob Stein.
See
how Walter. How did it go? Good. We had a good time. The boys had a good time with you. We'd like to call you sometime in the future. Great. Let us know when you break 1500. All right. Shalom. Bye-bye.
Bingo.
Oh, beautifully done.
Thank you, Harry.
Larry.
Larry
today.
Larry, I'm sorry.
Larry.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He's supposed to do well. And Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays, okay? Surprise things. And no disrespect to anyone.
What up, my yellow brothers? Kings in the house!
The Don and Mike Show.
Super Bowl time.
They paint the whatnot, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
So, make me happy. Billy Bush is down in Jacksonville, where I guarantee he ain't staying at the Four Seasons this time.
It's cold in Jacksonville.
He's like at a Motel 6 or something. Billy Access Hollywood tonight here in D.C. on NBC 4 at 7:30 around the country. Check your local listings. Here he is now. Hey, Billy.
Hey, wait a minute. I hit the lottery again.
Well, don't tell me you're...
No. I was no Homestead Suites. I was all set to stay at the Homestead Suites, and then I met an old a guy who used to work with us, and he's a Fox executive, and he put me right on the big boat in the center of town. It's a luxury suite, Don.
Lottery winner. So you're on one of the cruise ships.
Oh, man, I'm on the cruise ship right in the middle. I mean, I got like 7 butlers going. I'm working it like you wouldn't believe.
So you are actually on the river. You're in the...
I am on the river right at the base of the bridge, but right now, at this particular point, I am sitting in some of the fiercest, rainy, bumper-to-bumper traffic ever.
Yeah, you're welcome to Jacksonville. That's what they say about it, that it, you know,
now,
it just
Billy,
takes an amazing amount of time to get from one end to the other.
Yeah, you're not affiliated with the NFL or anything, so you can tell us the truth. We all these guys that we have on who are covering the game have to toe the company line. How much of a piece of a garbage, how much armpit is Jacksonville?
From what I've seen so far, Jacksonville's plenty nice. It's just small and hard to get around. It's just, honestly, I honestly say the town is nice, it's clean, it's all that, but it's just really hard to get around, man.
And what about that? Now, we have heard from other people, and what we've read, that there might be a little odor issue down
there. Now, this is not a joke, that there's
a
smell.
The smell of Jacksonville.
I'm not smelling anything bad right now. Everything so far, it's clean to me, man.
The rain helps.
All right. And how do you feel being on a boat? You're down. Now I know
it's got to be kind of weird.
Those cruise ships are beautiful, and if you have one of those suites, they're very elegant. But still, you're on a boat.
Yeah, but last night when I came into town, I stayed at the Homestead Suites where I booked these rooms.
Yeah.
The sheets were. I mean, I woke up with one of the fiercest rash. I moved into this thing today. I'm Mr. Bush. Can we take your bags, Mr. I have a glass of champagne in my hand when I walked on the gangplank.
Yeah, I would imagine being Super Bowl week, it would also be kind of a pretty decent party on those cruise ships.
Yeah, I think this is, the Fox on this boat particularly, they have all their talent, and they have the Fox executives and the NFL owners. So, three people canceled.
Lottery winner. You know what, Billy, you're right.
He's the lottery winner.
Here I am, when you're first saying this, thinking, okay, you're on a boat, and I don't doubt it's better than the Homestead Suites.
Sure.
But now you tell me you're on the boat that, like, all the big shots are on.
Does anything bad ever happen to you?
Well, right now I'm sitting on the DeHart Bridge, and I've been on this thing for 20 minutes, and I'm nowhere near halfway across.
Billy, about the Super Bowl, pleased to be telling us what commercials are being pulled already.
Yeah, well, Ford Motor Company they've got this commercial for their new Lincoln Mark truck, and it's got a Catholic priest in it, and he's tempted by a girl having a lot of fun, and he's basically he turns out the joke is that he's tempted by this car, but the temptation of a Catholic priest isn't really flying, so they've had to pull this commercial.
All right, and what about the commercial for GoDaddy.com?
They adjusted their commercial just a little bit. It was a little racy, and then they decided to adjust it just a little bit. You'll have to see tonight, but it's not much of an adjustment. So GoDaddy.com, holding firm.
I know that GoDaddy.com has something to do with either Congress or the FCC.
They're doing a play on the indecency hearing that they had. It's the whole Janet Jackson thing. It's kind of a spoof on that. But they've adjusted it just a little bit. Still, it's fairly edgy and funny. So GoDaddy.com is kind of pulling through.
And Billy, this has nothing to do with the Super Bowl. Then we'll let you get back to your traffic. Of course, tonight there's that Happy Days reunion. Do you know if Al Molinaro is going to be on that show?
Excellent question.
Billy, I'm being serious. We've tried to call the guy.
We want to know. Is Al Molinaro still alive? Does
That's
anybody
our
know
question.
That?
Yeah, give me a call.
I'm going to call our research department and find out. I just don't know.
Okay. I do not know. Well, listen, lottery winner, enjoy your time on the cruise ship. Enjoy your time at the game. I guess we're not talking to you tomorrow because you're doing something. What are you doing tomorrow that's fantastic?
Tomorrow we are all over. We're covering a bunch of the parties, and there's a few other, I don't know. We're all over the place.
I mean, whatever it is, he'll have the little gold halo around him.
They sent something saying you couldn't be on tomorrow because you were doing something with, I don't know, it was like speedboats or...
Something lucky.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, the zero-G plane. There's this plane that goes, he shoots up like way into the stratosphere, then comes down, you have 30 seconds of total weightlessness floating around inside of a 727, so I'm hoping to pull the first ever floating celebrity interview.
Oh, there it is.
Good luck. That's all we'll say. Good luck. You don't need it, but good luck.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Wait, don't leave me. I have nothing to do.
All right, goodbye, Billy.
Wait.
Goodbye. Not really.
Hang out.
I'm like, get out of here. Here's Billy Bush from Access Hollywood.
Well, yeah. Well, I hope he didn't jinx him, though. He's going up in that 727 tomorrow.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
That would be, hey, there's the lottery winner. Yeah.
Tragedy in Jacksonville.
Oh, no.
But I was weightless before it happened, guys.
Regis
Philbin. Regis.
Thank you, guys.
No, my wife and I have been on those cruises before. Some of those cruise ships are really nice. And if you got one of those fancy suites that we've never had.
I'm surprised that they must have the the boats must be right down where the stadium is, because that's where the Fox people are. They usually put them at the most convenient location.
The port is less than 2 miles from the stadium.
Gotcha.
And also, it must say something about the quality of the hotels in Jacksonville.
I would say so.
All the big shots are having to stay on cruise ships.
Yeah.
And a nice commercial for whatever that hotel is, which I'm sure is a fine hotel.
Homestead Suites, Don.
That's it. Where he didn't like the sheets.
Well, they got a rash on me.
And now let's get an Al Molinaro Happy Days update from Robbie.
Yes.
Got his machine. But it was Al's voice saying if I wanted to send a fax, hit one.
I think Al Molinaro should be on the reunion special.
Sure should.
But I'm sure they didn't ask him.
Because he's dead.
No, he's alive, I think. No. Unless he's lying in his house.
The last time we tried to call and we got that machine, it was the same thing. If you want to leave a fax, press one.
If you want to cremate the body, press one.
The neighbors just haven't noticed the smell yet.
When's the last time you saw an Encore dinner commercial with Al Molinaro?
Mike, he lost that account years ago.
That's what happened to Otis the Drunk.
Or did they lose him?
Hello, David.
Laid in his house for days.
Yes, sir.
David says he has the answer to the question about Al Molinaro.
Number one, he is alive.
How do you know?
There was a little piece on the reunion tonight on TV this morning, and one of the few participants who did not come back is going to be Al Molinaro.
And that's surprising because he's such a whore for that show. And the reason that we ask about Al Molinaro is for a long time, I like to say BDVP, before Dick Van Patten,
yes.
Al Molinaro was our go-to celebrity.
Yeah, he was our go-to B-League celebrity. And I wonder why Al Molinero didn't show up for that. But they said something
he's
about
dying,
him.
He's dying, Mike.
We don't
he's
know.
He's laying on his kitchen floor.
Arnold decided to show up. The original Arnold will be there, Pat Morita.
Pat Morita will be there? Well, see, that's probably the reason.
But, you know, Al has also been real introverted since he lost the leg.
He didn't lose his leg.
As far as we know, it's fine.
Thank you very much.
Prosthetic is great.
Listen, there's
gets around like a champ.
There's a site that I love going on. Normally, it's full of crap. Popbitch.com.
What is it called?
Popbitch.com.
Okay.
Mentioned this site before. The headline that was on there today, I'll just read it to you verbatim. Among the A-list Hollywood lesbian scene, the word on Angelina Jolie is that she's kind of stinky.
Oh.
Okay. Anybody surprised?
Really?
You know, they're like Daisy.
Really?
Right.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Kind of stinky. Well, speaking of, Martha Stewart.
She gets that from John Boyd.
Now,
hey, baby bird.
I know you've probably heard the stuff about Martha Stewart's TV shows and who cares that she's going to have the live daytime show. And then part of this, I guess, part of her live daytime show is going to be from her house when she's in work release.
Yeah, it's amazing.
In prison.
Yeah.
And then she's got...
It's amazing that this has been negotiated while she's been behind bars.
Well, this is what I want to get to. She's also got the deal to have The Apprentice show, which is a separate show. Now, what they're reporting is Martha Stewart has been doing business from prison.
Mm-hmm.
One of the rules when you're in prison is, the way it was explained to me, she can't, like, get on the phone with Mark Burnett or the people at NBC and say, yes, we should do this on the show or that on the show. And they tape phone calls and they can eavesdrop on phone calls and look at all the letters that she sent.
So are you saying she might be violating her agreement?
She's speaking in code. For instance, the word dog means TV show. When she speaks about a specific dog, Sparky, that would mean The Apprentice show. If she talks
about... Is she really doing this?
Yes. They have pretend conversations about her dogs, which relate to the television show, and gardening, which relate to all things with Martha Stewart Industries.
Wow.
Now, they're not... Obviously, they've tapped these conversations. They're not able to prove this.
Right.
So it's one of two things. Either Martha Stewart is spending 20 minutes a day on the telephone with Mark Burnett and people at NBC talking really about her dogs, or she's got some kind of code going.
Which that's is amazing.
And, you know, I'm not...
I would think because all these things are happening, they would have to happen with her approval.
Right.
Of course. So she would have to be doing some business behind bars.
And if they could catch her, there are punishments for this.
That's another thing I love about her, though. I mean, God, she's got such stones.
How could she defend it if she is signing up to do these shows?
She'll say, here's what she'll say. My agent is handling that. I have nothing to do with it. When I have a conversation with anybody, I talk either about my dogs or the garden.
Right. I don't believe her.
Listen to the tapes. And here's great news. She's going to be on Barbara Walters. Barbara Walters says she's lost 20 pounds.
Hey.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck. This is fantastic. This is almost a feel-good from the Super Bowl that I've not seen anywhere. It's about Dante Culpepper. Yesterday they had this some type of MVP FedEx award, Ground and Air Player of the Year. Anyway, Peyton Manning was there, got an award.
Right.
Curtis Martin was there, got an award. Dante Culpepper got an award. And he also presented an award.
Okay.
He presented an award. He got, like, Man of the Year award.
Right.
And then presented an award to a paralyzed high school football player.
Oh.
So he gives him the award. And while the kid is up there, the kid says, hey, Donovan, I'd like...
Dante?
Dante.
Uh-huh.
He says, Dante, I'd like some of that ice. Because Dante Culpepper had a bunch of bling on. So what he did was... This was in front of a group of people.
Right.
He leaned down to this kid in the wheelchair, the paralyzed kid, and he took off the $75,000 necklace, and he put it around the kid's neck. And everybody went, well, isn't he just a fantastic guy? And the gift made his mom cry.
Oh.
They interviewed his dad, and his dad said, you know, now we're going to have to buy a safe to put this thing in, and we've got some financial stability in our lives.
Oh, I think I see what's coming.
And then when all the cameras were turned off, Dante Culpepper walked over and, I'm not making this up, said, listen, I'm going to need that necklace back. And then he said to the mom, because now the mom is really crying, because now she's not happy, now she's sad.
Oh, my God.
He says... I'll get him something else. So he got their name and address, and he took back the $75,000, you know, and he didn't have to give it to the kid in the first place.
Right, right.
You know, he could have, like, given the kid a Vikings hat or something.
And he'll defend it by saying, oh, I just thought he wanted to wear it for a minute.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is a kid who's going to live his life in a wheelchair.
Exactly.
And let's see, hold on. Here's the exact, I got the transcript here. Hey, Dante, can I get some of that ice? This is the kid in the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Dante jumped up, pulled off two separate strings of bling,
okay.
Brought them over to the senior defensive back, who was paralyzed from the neck down. After Culpepper put the necklaces around his neck, his mom started to cry.
Sure.
Father talked about the safe. Okay, it's all the stuff I told you.
Good.
Culpepper went back to his seat, finished the awards ceremony. After it was over, he patiently answered dozens of questions about his good-naturedness while keeping a close eye on the kid.
Oh, my God.
One of the diamond lace necklaces was his number 11 necklace, Dante's jersey number. And the other one was a diamond necklace with a large pepper on it. Of course, because he's Dante Culpepper.
Right, yeah.
AP says, Associated Press, uh-huh. Says, here's the quote. Where's that kid at? I've got to get my stuff back. Dante Culpepper.
So he's taking all these questions about it,
yeah.
Because they're thinking he gave it away.
Yes, yeah. And then once everything's turned off, he's doing this now. He walks over to the family, and as I mentioned to you, he said, ask their address so he could send them something else.
Hmm.
He wasn't really sure what it would be. And also they want you to know that Dante Culpepper has filmed a brand new 60-second commercial to air during the Super Bowl, urging everybody to donate to the tsunami relief.
Wow.
So there you go.
And, course, no word on what he's sending to the family.
No, I don't know. It's just fantastic. It's almost a feel-good from the Super Bowl.
If we donate to the tsunami relief, can we take it back later?
Super Bowl. Super Bowl's gay.
I love this song.
Isn't that right?
The Super Bowl is gay.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl is gay.
Damn right.
Super Bowl is gay.
Yeah.
The Raiders are gay.
I know they're not playing this year.
The Raiders are so gay.
There they
are. The Raiders are so gay.
Yeah.
Raiders are
okay.
Gay.
That's Super Bowl fever.
Yes. What a classic that is.
Yes.
How do you know when you're not an alcoholic?
How?
Excuse me, an alcoholic.
Right, yes.
How do you know when you're not an alcoholic?
How?
Well, you don't. How do you know when you're an alcoholic?
How?
When you say you're not an alcoholic.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Denial.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is what Owen Wilson says.
Really?
Right, Mike. Mm-hmm. Listen carefully now. Owen Wilson says he's not an alcoholic. He's not a recovering alcoholic. He's never had a problem with booze in his life.
Why is he saying all this?
because they've spotted him going to 37 AA meetings.
Really?
It's for research.
Okay.
Ah.
It's for research.
Mm-hmm.
He's not an alcoholic.
Okay.
And those meetings can be fun.
They asked him. They asked him what.
They had the best smokes.
They asked him what the research was for. That's what the research was for. He said he couldn't tell him.
Oh, really?
No. Couldn't tell him.
It's a secret project.
This makes a great role, I'm sure.
My secret project, man.
And, hold on. Up,
all you have to do is shut your nose.
I am running out of time. Oh, this is for Rob. This is...
Rob's B-Wack.
This is too great. Have you seen those signs on the road that says, like, this highway is cleaned by...
Oh, yeah. Adopt a highway.
Different
whatever.
Civic groups and, little fraternal organizations.
All right. Dateline Salem, Oregon. The American Nazi Party.
Hey!
Is getting into the Adopt-a-Highway program. They're going to pick litter up off a stretch of highway, and they're going to get a sign that says, the American Nazi Party.
Donated by the Nazis?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, see, the Klan did that down south, and so they're feeding off that one, and apparently it even went to court, so now, hey, you can have anybody do it.
There you go.
Now, next we'll have the Manson family.
That's a clean road.
Yeah, I'll be
and, and finally, I do have a feel-good. Oh, we got a break. This is from Indonesia.
Oh.
You're going to love this. And I love it because I'm so into my Madden now, into Xbox Live, and I played it again today with the guy. I killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent me the thing saying, friendly message, want to quit the game early. And now I'm one of those asses where I punch back, no, play the game.
Good for you.
Finish the game. Let me kick your ass. There's a guy in Indonesia.
Right.
He and his girlfriend were playing a video game. She was killing him at the video game.
Mm-hmm.
She's beating him. They played, they played a shoot 'em up game.
Uh-huh.
They played a space game. They played a driving game. They played a soccer game. They played a Leisure Suit Larry type game, mm-hmm. a role-playing okay. game. They played another space game. She beat him at every single game.
Ouch.
So you know what he did?
What?
He went and got his gun.
Oh, dear.
He shot the bitch.
Oh, dear.
There you go. Pep talk over.
He won.
That's it. Pep talk over.
Like they haven't had enough trouble in Indonesia.
What's wrong in Indonesia, Mike?
I have no idea.
I'm going there on vacation next time.
Incredible stuff.
So anyway, fantastic. Oh, and the bad news, he only shot her in the leg.
Oh, so she's going to live.
She'll be fine.
Yeah, live to play another day.
She'll be fine. We'll be back with the Thursday favorite, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You should not do. You should not say he's an animal. He's a. Should not say he's Jacko.
Jacko?
I'm not a Jacko.
Jacko.
I'm Jackson. How do you feel when they call you?
Jacko.
Yeah, Wacko Jacko. Where's that from? I'm English tabloid. I have a heart and I have feelings. I feel that when you do that to me. It's not nice. Don't do it.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, what a hoot. And so totally refreshing.
In case you didn't know, this is my favorite song of all time. We only play it every freaking day on this show.
It's Ridiculous Locus.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hold on a second. Where's the tape?
Give me just a second.
I need that. What say you, Donald?
I said didn't even mean that.
I know you didn't.
I really didn't.
I know.
But as long as we're at it.
Michael, what say you?
Not a word.
Let's play the Thursday favorite. Yeah. There we go. Call him Jacko. Let's bring in the KT. There he is. Hey, KT.
Hi.
How you doing, KT?
How are you? Don't call me Jacko.
Okay, KT.
I know what KT is, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
You don't know what KT means?
I'm going to ball up my fist.
What does KT mean?
Pound you, kid toucher. That's what you call me. I have a statement to read.
Oh, another one? Is this like what's on your website?
It's the same one.
Oh, okay.
In the last few weeks, a large amount of ugly, malicious information has been released into the media about me. Apparently, this information was leaked through transcripts in a grand jury proceeding where neither my lawyers or I ever appeared. It's lies. Uh-huh. All big, bad lies. And you shouldn't believe it. I've got a heart. I have rhinoceros skin.
Let me ask you a question.
But I also have a heart.
Have you ever watched the show Two and a Half Men?
I love it.
Who's the sexiest member of that show?
The one in the middle.
The little boy?
Yes, he's very good. I will trade ice cream and Twizzlers for intimacy, never. I do enjoy all my supporters and all my fans. I've written another statement.
Okay.
Recently, a reporter described the shirt I wore into court as a silk blouse. This information is disgusting and false. My blouse was chiffon and very expensive. Nowhere in the entire grand jury proceeding was there ever any mention of the silk blouse. And I will never wear that again. Thank you.
Very well said, Michael.
And I'd like to say thank you to my fans. There have been so many nice supporters that have come out. Neverland is my home. Neverland is my home.
Okay, KT.
I crave the tentative touch of a boy never. I'm speaking like Yoda now.
So what you're saying is that you are not going to want to touch boys anymore.
That is, I never have. It's a pack of lies.
Very good.
And I never have had plastic surgery.
Oh.
Why are all the people telling these lies when all I do is care about children and people that need? I will never leave myself that exposed again.
Now,
I left myself very exposed at the Neverland.
What about walking around naked and you're aroused?
I allowed a family to visit and spend some time at Neverland. Neverland is my home. I allowed this family into my home because they told me their son was ill with cancer and needed my help. Through the years, I've helped thousands of children who were ill or in distress. I am not an animal. Why did you persecute me?
I didn't persecute you.
Why? Don't persecute me.
I've got nothing to do with that.
Why do you pick on Michael Jackson when Assfather pumps his boy full of Zoloft?
What?
That is not fair.
I've never done that.
Yes, you have. I have another statement to read.
Oh. Hey, what do you think of that, who's that Malcolm in the Middle kid that's growing up now?
Oh, Frankie Muniz.
Is he too old for you now?
Oh, much.
Much too old?
Oh, man, I don't need to help him. He does not appear to be in distress. When they're younger, they're more likely to be in distress. And I will come riding in like a prince on a beautiful horse in a beautiful movie. And I will fly in like Peter Pan.
Listen, let's get past this Kid Toucher thing. Before you read your statement...
I have more than one to read.
Can you just tell me, though, about the charms of a woman? Describe a beautiful woman to me. This would help.
Okay, I know where you're going with this.
This would help your image if people think of you as a hetero, eccentric music figure.
Okay.
Rather than...
You would like me to describe a pretty woman.
A perverted Kid Toucher.
I love women. People should know that. I'm a father. I've had these normal relations for years. I love a beautiful woman. I could describe a woman...
Please do.
Right now?
Right now.
Please.
Okay.
Start with her face.
There's nothing quite like a woman's face. Her lovely long hair, her ruby red lips,
the way
her eyes...
Go beneath the chin. What's wrong, Michael?
Nothing. I'm just feeling a little lightheaded.
Okay, but go from the chin to the belly button.
Okay. A lovely woman with her soft curves and the fullness of her body... I'm going to be sick.
Could you describe...
Don't, you're making me want to throw up.
Okay, describe Macaulay...
I don't want... Oh.
Describe Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, his pouty bee-stung lips. Smile at me when I come into the room and I say like I always did, Macaulay, movie time. And we'd sit there for hours and watch movies right after we went swimming. And we get out of our trunks and watch hours of movies. It was so, so much fun to watch the movies. And I remember the look on his face was so happy and the lingering smell of bubble yum.
Oh.
Do you like bubble yum?
Yeah.
But I have a statement to make.
All right, Michael. Here's another statement from Michael Jackson.
In the last few weeks, a large amount of ugly and disgusting, really mean stuff about me has been leaked to the media.
Leaked.
This information is disgusting and false, I am and will always be the king of pop, a singer, songwriter, dancer, and celebrity icon with a vast catalog of hit records and many really cool awards. Thank you. That's my statement.
What about the allegations? These hundreds of kids now that say that you you took baths with them, that you got in bed with them.
They are disgusting. People are so jealous of me, and my family doesn't understand how much bigger I am than Janet or Tito or Jermaine or his son, Your Majesty.
I think that's his daughter, Your Majesty.
His daughter. I'm so sorry. We're not in touch like we always will. Yeah. People don't understand what it is to be a celebrity icon like me. So I disagree with law-breaking. Law-breaking is bad.
Okay, so that's bad.
But children are wonderful, and children bouncing on the bed and giggling are wonderful, and children riding on my merry-go-round with Mr. Peck are wonderful.
What about the
And children riding my merry-go-round and my Ferris wheel are wonderful, and petting my llama.
What about Jesus juice?
Jesus juice is wine. Yes, I gave several children two or three cases of wine.
Wow.
But I wanted them to have fun like I was, and I did notice that some of the children were just a little introverted. So that would make them giggle more at the funny cartoon movies that we would watch.
Hey, how about that kid from Jerry Maguire, huh? What a piece of ass he's turned out to be, huh?
What was his name? I'm trying to think. He looked like he was in distress. He needs to come to Neverland and go to my secret room.
What a piece of ass.
John Lipnicki. Jonathan Lipnicki.
Lipnicki.
Jonathan Lipnicki.
Jonathan Lick Nippy.
He always looks like...
Jonathan Lick Nippy.
Four Eyes. Four Eyes, tag, you're it. We could play tag. We played a special kind of tag at the ranch.
Oh, I bet you did.
Oh, so much fun. And then we play lights out tag and secret room tag. And then... Every child before they leave Neverland
yes.
played my best game of all.
What was that?
Meat tag.
Meat? Oh, M-E-A-T?
Yes, meat tag. Meat tag is neat tag. Neato, tag, you're it. Where's my umbrella?
Let's see, who else might turn you? No, here's a grown man who
People
I
don't
think...
understand the suffering that I've gone through, especially you, Don Geronimo.
Let me ask
you. You call me the KT Kid Hunter, and you're unfair because I've gone through an awful lot of pain in my life that people don't even know about. Would you like to know about it?
Yeah, I would like to know about it.
I cannot feel my lips.
Well, wow. That's because you've had so much plastic surgery.
Half my face is paralyzed. I'm in a lot of pain. No child left behind. I still cry at Stuart Little. I have a statement to read.
Oh, Jonathan Lick Nippy was in that as well.
He was. Mm-hmm.
He's sexy, isn't he?
Excuse me.
He's a sexy young boy.
Another statement.
Jonathan Lipnicki, I have a statement to read. Recently, some information was leaked to the media about me walking into a secret room without my pants.
Leaked.
This information was brought up at a grand jury investigation, and I have helped thousands of children with or without my pants. And don't call me Jacko. And underwear is fun to wear.
What about Clay Aiken? Now, there's a grown man. Tell me what you think of Clay Aiken.
Too old.
Mm. He's too old.
No, he's really... He has laugh lines. Yeah. If you look closely, he has laugh lines, even though he's what? What is he, in his 20s?
Yeah. Now, what about Ryan Seacrest?
Oh, I don't care for him at all. No.
Is he too old for you as well?
Oh, he's a grandfather.
Really?
He's like old man. He's like Father Time. He's like Father... Oh, Shaman, no. I don't like that. I don't like to bother with that. All I want to do is go back to Neverland and do what I've done all along. Don't call me Jacko.
Yes.
And let me help children.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to help children. My heart is so big, and it's bursting right now, and I'm going to cry. My tears will turn to laughter some days.
Tears will turn.
Don,
yes, Michael.
Please come to my home and watch Little Bill with me. A wonderful movie.
I forgot about that movie.
Little Bill.
That's another sensual film, isn't it?
I have a statement to read.
Oh, okay. Another statement. Another statement from Michael Jackson.
In the past few weeks, information about boys' pictures in their underwear was leaked to the media. Nobody has any right to go into a person's secret room and take pictures off the wall that I loved. I have grown to love those pictures, and taking my favorite underwear pictures was disgusting and malicious, and I hope you keep an open mind, and you know that I will be acquitted and vindicated.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You know nobody believes you.
You should believe me. I've been on your show. No.
But you know nobody believes you. I mean, look at you, you freakish, scarecrow, kid-touching, pedophile freak.
Your words will not hurt me. I have a nicer skin. I will persevere, and I will be dreaming of all sorts of wonderful things, mm-hmm. like candy canes and teddy bears, and Peter Pan and wings and lovely frilly skirts. Oh. Mm. I have met Frankie Munoz and told him, "You must have been something in your day." I have teddy bears that have certain human features.
Wow. Oh, you don't have anatomically correct teddy bears, do you?
And I made them all myself.
Sure.
With a sewing kit from one of my luxury hotel stays. I really enjoy that.
Hey, how's fag hag Elizabeth Taylor doing?
Unfortunately, Elizabeth, during my time of need, has abandoned me totally.
Oh, she finally believes all the stuff about you, huh?
She is not standing by me. But I have one person who I'd like to say a special Michael Jackson King of Pop thank you to.
Who's that?
Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah, no better guy to have on your side.
He
yes.
is such a good man, and he knows the truth. He has always known the truth, and he will support me. He's not like all these other people who say, "Wacko Jacko, I'm not a Jacko."
Here's the thing with Geraldo. Isn't he just like married to his eighth wife or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
I will not let you say bad things about my friend Geraldo.
With some of these wives, doesn't he have like small children? Hasn't he been married a couple of... You know, if Geraldo Rivera really believes in you, he would let his kids stay at your house.
He could do that anytime, and they're more than welcome to. I think they're getting older, though.
Yeah.
They almost reach the age when they're not allowed.
And what age is that?
13.
Oh, so you have a cutoff at 13.
13, you're out of there. Mm-hmm. Can't enjoy yourself like I do normally. It should be lots of fun. Jerry's going to be good to me. Jerry's what I call him. Jerry Rivers.
Jerry Rivers?
Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo. I forgot that.
Yes.
I forgot that's his real name.
Yeah.
Midgets confuse me.
I bet.
Now, what if you got a real lunger? What if you got
a lunger? I've never had a lunger.
Oh, that's a lunger is when you've got a big loogie in your throat.
Oh, no. Oh, you're disgusting.
What happened?
Disgusting.
See, there's one.
I would like everybody
tell
to
tell me you've never spit before.
I have. Yes. Yeah. I did one time when I was eating Captain Crunch. That's why I told everybody.
What did he have to say?
I said to everybody at the ranch, "I just spit out my Captain Crunch. Now, everybody, spit for the captain." That's what I said. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful, and it's good being me. And I will be back, and people will buy my records, and I will be vindicated.
No, you won't.
And then someday,
what?
I will sprout wings, and I will fly away to a special place where it's just me and all the children that I can help.
Oh, okay. You freak.
Like to help.
You're going to go to hell, and it's going to be all the kids that you've touched, and they're going to be grown up, and they're going to beat the crap out of you, you freak.
One time I tried to watch Blues Cruise with a dwarf, and I felt a certain tingling, but it wasn't the same.
For you, is Nickelodeon like the Spice Network?
Nickelodeon is a wonderful channel.
Is that an erotic channel for you?
No, that's not right. Those are the type of bad, damaging, disgusting, terrible things that don't make me tingle.
Would you like to de-pants SpongeBob SquarePants?
I love SpongeBob.
Sure.
He makes my heart full. Here, watch this VHS of Captain EO. I brought one for you.
Captain EO, do you remember that? That was so bad.
Today I'm wearing my Sergeant Pepper jacket. Yeah. Tomorrow I'll wear a spacesuit. They told me that I couldn't do what I wanted to do on the first day of a trial.
What did you want to do?
I wanted to jetpack into the courtroom. So I just float because I really want to fly. I want to be Peter Pan more than anything in the whole wide world.
I know.
And although I'm 44 or 45...
45, I think.
45, mm-hmm. I want to fly all over Los Angeles in my crotchless spacesuit. I really do.
Sure.
Why do people call me weird?
Do you like boys or girls better?
I like children.
If you had to pick one...
No, I don't mean it that way. You're cruel to laugh.
If you
don't laugh. I'll pound on you. You have such a furry face.
What's
wrong with you?
Your favorite gender of child, would it be a little boy or a little girl?
I like all children, and I will not let you twist my words into something malicious and disgusting.
What if
you're
there
the one
was,
that started calling me Wacko Jacko?
What if there was a little girl outside and a really hot 7-year-old boy?
Oh, no, stop it.
And
no.
They both showed up at your door. Who would you let in? No. What are you doing? You're balling up your fist?
I'm going to fight you. I'm going to fight you because you're trying to do what the terrible prosecutors try to do, and you're not going to succeed.
I can knock you over if I throw this pencil at you.
I can counsel. No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
I've got superpowers.
He's down.
Michael Jackson is down.
He's down. Michael. I threw a pencil at him, I swear to God.
I've broken my leg. Jacko! You called me Jacko, and then you threw a pencil, and it went right through my right breast.
Get up off the floor, pedophile.
You're hurting me, and I hate that word. You're mean. I'm never giving on your show again.
Yes, you are.
Until I'm convicted. You're so cruel and mean. I have a statement to read.
Okay, one more statement, Michael.
Recently, Don Geronimo threw a pencil at me. It practically killed me. But I got back up so I can come to trial and answer all these malicious and disgusting allegations that are all true. I know that when I have my day in court, all of you, all of my fans, will keep an open mind and remember that I am innocent of these terrible, nasty, horrible, meany charges, and I will be vindicated. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Underwear is funderwear. Thank you very much. I think I'm going to go over to the local department store and buy some underoos. Who wants to come? Why don't you all come with me? If someone can hold my umbrella.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Look what I brought for all of you. I brought you veils.
What's the deal?
So you can go out in public and no one will know who you are.
What's the deal with the big brother you have who's got the big, like, Ving Rhames looking mean, tough, buff guy that's got the $3,000 mobster suit on, and he's holding an umbrella for you?
You don't understand. I'm the king of pop. I have to have a big, grilly bodyguard. Otherwise, men like you will throw pencils and hurt me. It will be very bad. I still have the moves.
You're the king of rump.
Come on.
King of rump.
I am not the king of rump. You're a cruel and disgusting man.
King of boy rump.
I'm not going to cry.
Good for you, Mike.
I'm not going to cry. The umbrella makes my air smell like a juice box. My private air.
You get turned on when you watch Sesame Street.
I get turned on when I smell my private air. Smells like goofy grape.
We're going to play Jeopardy. How many do we need? Two contestants, right? Do we need two today?
How about a nice Hawaiian punch?
877-365-3636 is the toll-free number. We need two contestants to play with Michael Jackson.
I want to have a Lunchable. Who wants a Lunchable? Does anyone want a Lunchable? How about a pizza Lunchable? Let's have that right now. Oh, I eat only fruit roll-ups now.
Okay, I believe that.
It's the special Michael Jackson diet.
Yeah. Okay, call now if you want to play Jeopardy.
Lick my fruit roll-up.
No, thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Charlie, nobody's watching.
Yeah.
Charlie. That's
good, Charlie. Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Oh! Charlie! Charlie.
Grandpa?
In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine the marvelous surprises that await you.
Grandpa!
Oh! Charlie, you've done it!
Whee!
I'm a shooting star.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's disgusting.
Right.
It's the wrong radio show in the wrong place at the wrong time. With the wrong host, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Website www.donandmikewebsite.com.
Go to the store.
This is when you were still black and still hetero.
Yes, and I love this song. Hi, baby.
Now, what would you have done if some grown man, how old were you when this record came out, 11? Something like that, 10 or 11? What would you do if some grown man invited you to his mansion, had sleepovers, and was touching you?
I'm not going to answer that. You know why?
Why?
Because Fez Marie Watley told me you're a conjurer. I'm not going to let you spin webs, Spider-Man.
You like Fez, huh?
He's the only one here that really supports me. And I want to say thank you.
Isn't he a little old for you?
He's just a friend and confidant. And I wish the Super Bowl would never come so we could all tug on his big, bushy Santa Claus-like beard.
Does Fez ever sit in the room and watch behind the two-way mirror?
Do you have special X-ray vision or something? You're like a superpower. I also want to say hi to J-Dub.
Oh, you like... Now, is he sexy?
Justy Johnson.
Is he sexy?
He's very sexy. He's got a boyish quality that I think will stay with him forever.
You know, he's 21 or something like that.
Boom!
Yeah.
So long, sucker.
Michael, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy, and I want to thank everybody with their big hearts for playing. Now entering the studio is a market executive.
I hope they have their hearts on.
Yes. From Wichita, Kansas.
They have hearts on.
Let's say hi to John Fenwick.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me see if I can find him. Is this John?
What's up?
Hey, hi, John.
And how are you doing, LQ?
Doing great.
How are you doing, Tricycle Seat Sniffer?
Hey, now stop. Everybody
stop asking how we're doing. But that was funny. Tricycle Seat Sniffer.
Tricycle Seat Sniffer.
Thank you.
That's the kind of malicious and disgusting talk I will not tolerate. Now entering the studio is a finance director from Wichita. Two people from Wichita. It's a
Kansas
edition.
What is this?
No shockers.
Let's say hi to Dave Glassman.
Hi, Dave.
Hello there.
All right, dudes, here are your categories.
I'm going to introduce you.
Oh,
you don't
I'm
want
sorry.
Me to because you're boycotting me.
For God, Michael.
Now in the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Don't screw with LQ.
Don't screw with LQ.
Welcome, Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Michael.
And don't call me Jago.
Jago. Jago.
Oh!
Here are your categories, and they are... Now, don't be afraid. Don't be scared.
I want to dance and float around the room.
The first category is... Jacko.
You hurt me like you stabbed me with a knife.
Second category. Bye now, Johnny.
Who?
Johnny.
Yeah. Johnny who?
Johnny.
Oh, him.
Johnny.
Bye.
Third category. Super Bowl 39.
Oh, yuck.
Fourth category. Mm-hmm. Guests this week on the Don and Mike Show.
I don't listen. I'm out at Neverland sequestered in a special room.
Fifth category. Age, please.
Mm.
So we have...
Don't ask me. A woman never tells.
We have Jacko.
Jacko.
Bye now, Johnny.
Bye.
Super Bowl 39.
I'm a popsicle.
Guests this week on the Don and Mike Show. Creamsicle.
I'm an orange creamsicle.
And age, please.
Don't bite my center.
Dave, we'll start with you.
How about a Webster category?
Dave. I would say Super Bowl 39.
Super Bowl 39. Here we go. He is offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots.
John, yeah. It's your chance to steal.
Who is Charlie Weiss?
There you go. A man should have known that. Soon to be coach of Notre Dame.
$1 select again, please.
Super Bowl 2, please.
Here we go.
Donovan. Thank you for saying please.
Donovan McNabb's mother's first name.
What is Jemima?
Oh.
Unfortunate.
Who is the chunky queen?
Dave, your chance to steal.
Must be whack.
Do that.
Now you say don't do that. It's like 8,000 other times with Hitler. It's okay.
Where he draws the line.
Her name, we mentioned it earlier, Wilma. Wilma McNabb.
And John, you're in control.
Super Bowl III.
Here we go. He is defensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Johnson. Who is Johnson?
Close.
Dave, your chance to steal.
Who is Andy Reid?
Now, a guy had it. It's Jim Johnson, not to be confused with Jimmy Johnson. Didn't give it to you because I'm not really sure who made the Jemima thing.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know, John.
Fellas, leave the driving to us.
My bad.
John again.
Does he have any money at all?
He has $1.
Take it away.
Now you have zero.
Take it away. And who's the guy that didn't? Who's the guy who's played well thus far?
Dave has no money.
Give Dave $10.
$10 for Dave.
Alrighty.
And you're still in control, but now, no, Dave, you're in control.
Dave's in control.
Let's go with the Super Bowl again.
Super. Oh, we're out.
Oh, age, please.
Age, please. Oh, just give me the age. Fired, Trading Spaces, hottie, Paige Davis.
What is 32?
John, your chance to steal.
What is 34?
Oh, sorry, Jemima. 35.
Oh, so old. Dave, you're in control.
Let's go with age, please, again.
Age, please. DUI West Wing star, brought up yesterday on this show, Stockard Channing.
Baby!
What is 62?
John, your chance to steal.
What is 58?
Fellas, you're dancing around Stockard Channing.
Oh.
She's 60.
Almost 60. Oh, that's dead. All right, Dave, you're in control.
Let's go with death this week.
No, you have to finish out
the category age.
The category age.
I love it.
Let's finish out the category age, please.
I just want to say I love it when we have two contestants from Wichita.
Yeah, me too. I mean, we do a national show, and I know it's regional, but you mean to tell me that all the people we're calling today from Wichita?
Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, I keep forgetting Buzz is from Wichita. Age, please. Crazy Spider-Man creator Stan Lee just made a deal for a Ringo Starr comic book.
What is 57?
John, your chance to steal.
What is 67?
No, Stan Lee is 82.
Ooh, 82?
82.
Oh,
what's
man.
That feel like, Buzz?
It's cold.
It's cold?
Yeah.
Hi,
cold.
Buzz.
Hi, Michael.
Thank you for your objective coverage of the news.
Anytime.
All right. And Dave, you're in control.
Jacko.
Ow!
Cola he did TV spots for when his hair caught on fire.
What is Pepsi?
Right.
$1 for Dave. Select again, please.
Jacko for two, please.
Name of Brother Germain's daughter.
John, Dad. Your chance to steal.
What is Jumanji?
Dave,
your chance to steal.
No, I already gave it. Your Majesty. My name is Your Majesty.
Dave, you're in control.
Let's close out Jacko.
What he likes best about Macaulay Culkin.
His sweet rear.
John, your chance to steal.
What are his ruby red lips?
No, we were looking, of course, for his sweet bee-stung lips.
Dave, you're still in control.
Bye-bye now, Johnny, please.
All right, bye-bye, Johnny. Bye now, Johnny. Johnny's age at the time of croakdom.
What is 73?
John, your chance to steal.
What is 77?
79.
Davey.
Bye now, Johnny.
Number of years Johnny did the Tonight Show.
What is 38?
John, chance to steal.
What is 36?
Buzz, these people are really representing your hometown well.
Well, the kids.
No, Johnny was 30.
Yes.
30 years on the Tonight Show.
Right.
Dave, you're in control. He's lucky you gave him
$10. Yeah, he's lucky the other guy said Jemima. Or they both be out of here.
Can we close out? Bye now, Johnny.
Yes, we can. Johnny's name as a 14-year-old. Hey, there you go, Michael. 14-year-old.
Too old.
Johnny's name as a 14-year-old magician in Nebraska.
Who's Johnny the Magnificent?
John, your chance to steal.
Johnny Cash.
Oh, you guys suck so bad. The great Carsoni. I mean, do you guys watch TV or read any newspapers? I mean, really, these are not even like Trivial Pursuit questions.
Do you get the Eagle?
Yes, we get the Eagle, Buzz.
All right.
Is that the Wichita newspaper?
It is, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, you know why I like Eagles, too?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they can fly.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to fly away.
Good luck.
Fly away.
Okay, we have one.
Dave,
one,
you're in control.
One category.
Death this week.
Guest this week on the Don and Mike Show for one. Former NBA champion. Right, all you have
John,
to do is listen to the show.
To steal.
Who is Dennis Rodman?
Finally, yes, you got one right.
$1 for John, you're in control.
Death for two, please.
Star of NYPD Blue.
Who is Dennis Franz?
Yeah, we'll give it to you.
$2 for you, select again, John.
Death for three.
He'll be on the Super Bowl TV show.
Oh,
you know what? Which guy just said that?
That's the same one that did the other one.
Which one is it?
Johnny.
Hey, John.
I apologize.
Step off, ass.
Yes, sir.
All right, Dave, your chance to steal.
You know, I just hung up on both of them.
Wow.
Going so well.
I didn't mean to.
My goodness gracious.
They're both idiots.
They're both idiots.
Really, I mean, these...
Jamon!
These are not Mensa questions we're asking.
Jamon!
And frankly, after Jemima, we should have watched it, but then the second time, ay-yi-yi.
Goodbye, ass.
LQ, this is unprecedented. What do we do?
Farewell, fare thee well. Why don't we dance?
I don't want to dance.
Let's moonwalk. Moonwalk with me, Robbie.
No, I'm too old.
Moonwalk.
You know, I'll just go to another phone line. Joe, unlock the phones, please. Joe, who did such a great job screening those last two contestants.
It was a sleepy Thursday.
Please just open the phone lines, and I'll just find anybody to play. Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike, who is this?
This is Dave from Wichita.
Dave Glassman is back. He's back, and he didn't do anything wrong, though.
I don't care.
Don't punish him.
I don't care.
Don't punish him. He didn't do anything wrong. No, don't arbitrarily throw him away like he's yesterday's garbage, please. Keep Dave Glassman. It's the other guy that was the ass. Please.
But they're both from Wichita.
I know, but it's not Dave Glassman's fault.
But what about the voice?
I know, the radio voice. We have to find out if he's a radio guy.
I'm from Wichita. The next thing you know, you're going to cut off my microphone.
Buzz, you just love it when I turn it. But see, the thing is, you don't keep talking,
yeah,
Buzz.
I know.
So if you keep talking, go ahead and keep talking.
Well, you did.
Then I'll turn his microphone off.
We should test
Dave Glassman, see if he's worthy. Are you worthy to stay in the game, Dave Glassman?
Yes, sir, I am.
Why, Dave?
Why?
Because I am well representing my city.
You are dumb as a box of rocks.
Are you pure of soul?
Absolutely.
I don't believe you.
You're funny, Robbie.
Stop it.
Ride the Ferris wheel with me.
No, no. Oh, no.
Please?
Maybe later.
Okay.
Okay, here's the last question. He will be on the Super Bowl TV show.
And that's where we can.
He was on our show yesterday.
It was Jeff Heisman.
Who is who?
Joe Theismann.
Right. Yeah. Bye, ass. Bye-bye. Let's get someone who's not from area code 316.
Okay.
Someone's going to play Final Low Budget Jeopardy from Kansas.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm going right to the Canada lines this time.
Very good.
Hello, are you calling from Canada?
No, from D.C.
Sorry,
got to be from Canada. Hello, Don and Mike, are you calling from Canada?
No.
Oh, get off the Canadian line. Hello?
I'll be from Canada. I'll pour maple syrup on me.
Don and Mike, are you calling from Canada?
No, I'm calling from Manassas, Virginia.
Now, why are all the Americans calling on the Canadian phone?
Americans! Ooh, Kansas is the sunflower state.
That's correct, Mike.
I like sunflowers.
You like any word that has sun in it, except you spell it S-O-N.
My son.
How about California?
Open up your golden gate.
Let's go to Todd. Hello, Todd.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Todd?
Hi, Todd.
You're not calling from Sacramento, are you?
No.
Okay, what city, please?
Sonora.
Sonora?
Yes.
Where is that exactly?
That is up in the foothills of the Sierra.
Okay, and what station do you listen to us on?
KHTK.
Bye!
Bye. Sorry.
My son Prince is waiting outside in my Cooper Mini.
Don and Mike, are you calling from Canada?
Hello, Canadian.
Canadian line? Hello.
Hello, this is Dennis.
It's Dennis Murphy.
Step off, Dennis.
How much fun is this? He wants to play.
I've got to play. Please.
This is the best Jeopardy ever.
All right, Dennis, you can play.
I'm unemployed.
All right, that's a shock. You're unemployed. All right, you can play, Dennis.
Okay.
Okay. Michael, this is the very sexy Dennis Murphy.
Oh.
Michael.
Don't have any lemon drops. No, don't imitate me.
Okay.
You're not allowed. I hate him.
Okay.
I really do. Now I hated him. I wanted to play. Now I hate him.
Hello. I just hung up on Dennis.
Step off, Dennis.
Oh, and Dennis, where are our Christmas presents?
Exactly.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Are you from Canada?
I'm from Toronto, yeah.
Okay.
Bingo, baby. Canada.
Never thought that I would turn my back on America, but today I am. We're going to get a Canadian to play Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
A special greeting to the Stallion.
And what is your name?
And my name is Kelly.
All right, Kelly, here you go. We're going... Rob.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. I got to get another caller.
Welcome
aboard. Ron and Mike Shore, are you calling from Canada?
Yeah.
Turn your radio down. Do you have a girl's name? Do you have a girl's name?
Pardon?
Do you have a girl's name?
No.
What's your name, dude?
Mike.
Mike.
Mike, are you from Canada?
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
Yeah.
Get this question right, and we will give you $50.
Good luck, Dudley Do-Right.
And now you see our stringent screening process.
Very exciting. Here we go with our Canadian friend.
You're going to play Final Low Budget Jeopardy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the answer is back in, or the category is Back in Black.
Ooh.
And here's the answer. Uh-huh. You cannot relate to this, Michael, because you're white.
Stop it!
Another record is shattered this year with this number of Oscar nominations going to black actors and actresses. Okay? Back in Black. Here's the answer. Another record has been shattered this year. This is the number of Oscar nominations going to black performers. Answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a free Michael is Innocent t-shirt along with a Neverland goodie bag directly from Neverland Ranch, my home. Your goodie bag will include a picture of the King of Pop.
Yeah.
A Charms Blow Pop.
I bet you like that.
A disposable camera. A special DVD taking at my ranch. Assorted hard candies. A copy of Blue Boy. And a bottle of personal lubricant. All in a green bag with a fairy on it. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Cervecchiaronimo and Ken.
It's like Buzz's green fairy.
The
absent.
Oh, the fairy.
Here we go with the guy. Here we go with the guy in Canada.
Mike.
All right, guy. Thank you, Michael. Mike. Another record shattered this year. This is the number of nominations going to black performers in the Oscars.
Three.
That was not even. In the form of a question.
What an ass he was.
He's from Canada. Yeah. What do you expect?
Exactly. No winners today.
No
I can't
winners.
Believe it.
The total number, five. You
five.
Got five nominations going to African Americans this year. No, this
Some
guy.
Black people.
What'd you say?
Some black people.
You know, I don't know when this turned into Racist Thursday, but no one's going to get a prize today.
No prizes.
No prizes.
Rightly so.
And it's even spread as far as Canada.
Wow.
You know, Michael, here's the thing. We do have to give away that prize today.
Yes, we do.
Let's take a call.
Let's try that.
Let's just see if anybody doesn't piss us off. If anybody just leaves the driving to us.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome to the brand new game, Don't Be an Ass.
Right. I'm not good at that.
You're not good at that?
Never. Yeah, I know.
Why are you calling?
Well, in case the other guy screwed up, I don't know.
But you're an ass.
I am an ass.
All I said was just don't be an ass. And you
went,
but you say you're an ass.
I am not an ass.
No, you are an ass.
You've already
you're
confessed.
You're a total ass.
You are. You're a big bad ass.
Hello? Hello? We have to give away this prize.
We really do.
No, I'm not kidding. It's like a time-sensitive prize.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah. Turn your radio.
You guys are the best.
Okay, don't kiss ass. Just don't be an ass.
Okay,
turn your radio down.
Done.
Good. Done. There it is. Okay.
Now it's quiet.
It's very good. Now it's the quiet time, Mike.
Should I give him his prize?
Yeah, let's find out. What's your name?
My name is Ryan.
Ryan, where are you from?
It's just from California.
Okay, Michael?
Yes?
Give this guy the prize.
You've won the Simpsons Super Party, including a Simpsons vending machine, Simpsons Super Party favors.
Are you getting around?
And $250 for some super party food. Watch an all-new Simpsons following the Super Bowl this Sunday night on Fox. And don't call me Jacko.
Thank you, whatever you're... Well, what's your name again?
Ryan.
Thank you for remembering that, Buzz.
Sure.
Thank you. Hold on, Ryan.
Thank you.
Well, this is one for the archives.
Absolutely. Let's go, Wichita.
That was maybe the worst bunch of players we've ever had. Hey, why did Joe screen Two Idiots from Wichita? I mean, the spotlight on Wichita, but...
There's only one person that can answer that question.
Okay. Hello? Yeah!
So those two idiots that started this thing, they were the best you could find?
I tell you, I was under the gun. A lot of people calling in on cell phones, and we don't trust cell phones, you know, so I had the one guy from Kansas, and it turned out the only other guy I could find was from Kansas. Get this, it must be in the moon, because I had a girl call. She was...
Shut up. He just starts with his monologue.
There he goes, rambling Joe.
Just hung up on his ass.
Rambling Joe.
Well, Michael,
I want to leave.
Stay tuned for a second here.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
as I was saying,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
I guess the phones are acting wacky today. I lost you there.
Right, thank you, Joe. Buzz?
Yes.
What is your lead story today on the news and comments?
Today, our State of the Union is American Idol-y.
Oh.
Michael?
Yes?
Been great having you on.
My visit.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Michael, this was all very
professional. Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show. How have you been?
Yeah.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you animals. See, I know what I'm doing here. Okay? Dig the message in the music.
Hey, man, brother.
All right. Time for Buzz's News Now, brought to you by Smoke Break. Oh, smokers.
This is good smoke.
Break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. And here is Guy J. Birdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, Americans gathered around their televisions last night for one of the most important events for any good citizen.
American Idol.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe you're not surprised Idol attracted more viewers than the President's State of the Union address, but you might be surprised to know that while we're at war and on the brink of starving in our old age, more people watched 1 hour of Idol last night than watched the President's 2 hours combined on the big three networks combined.
American Idol is a great show, Buzz. You should watch it like the rest of us.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, it almost goes without saying that the audience shrank even more when the Democrats began their response to the president's speech. And by the way, Simon says Idol won't even be very good this year.
I think Simon's right. They're picking
like as far as talent?
They're picking a lot of people. I mentioned the girl with the fishnet stocking dress. They're picking a lot of people with mediocre talent,
yeah.
which I'm cool with.
It seems like they're eking a lot of people through. But, you know, the thing is, on the they show you much more of the people that are horrible than the people that are good.
Yes.
So we still haven't seen the vast majority of people they got through. We haven't even seen them on TV.
And there's still got to be someone who's awful who they think is going to be like the ugly duckling, who they think that they're going to be able to make the transformation with.
And also the fan base doesn't get ravenous until they get to know the contestants.
Like,
if it gets down to like 16, that's when it really gets nutty.
Well, here's where I got that Simon comment. Somebody overheard Simon Cowell say this during a poolside breakfast at a hotel in Beverly Hills last week. The eavesdropper says it was hard not to hear since Simon was speaking very loudly on his cell phone.
It's simply not going to be good. They're not talented.
Speaking to his executive producer, Cecile. The eavesdropper quotes Simon as saying, there is very little talent in the contestants that made it to the final. The only standout, he said, was a country singer from Missouri. Simon reportedly described the rest as, quote, just a bunch of untalented Usher wannabes, and predicted the show would end up with somebody like Ruben or Fantasia winning. He said Kelly Clarkson was the only talent who ever won.
Oh, she's a major talent.
And that, quote, without my pushing, Clay Aiken would have never gotten as far as he did, and look how well he's done, end quote.
What's that joke about the gay guys at the bar?
I mean, the names?
That's the pushing he's been doing for Clutch.
Absolutely. Meanwhile, over at CBS...
That's an awful joke, incidentally.
It is. Over at CBS News...
does not approve of that message.
Bob,
you'll hear that whenever we don't approve of something.
That's our clue for we don't approve.
That's right.
Well, over at CBS News, Bob Schieffer has been named as the guy who'll take over when Dan Rather retires next month. He'll take over, that is, until they find... until CBS assembles a new team of younger anchors for its third-placed evening news.
That'll work.
CBS has known for months that Rather was retiring and still hasn't found his replacements.
Why don't they get the fat guys from all those still-standing King of Queens shows? Let them be the anchors of CBS News.
Have it all fat news.
Jason Alexander. All those guys that are on those awful Monday night CBS shows.
Kevin James, Mark Addy.
Is Mark Addy the guy that's
still standing?
Yeah.
Still standing
with
guy?
The lead anchor, Jim Belushi.
Oh, in my dreams.
Oh, we'd have to jump networks.
In my dreams.
Whatever it takes, Rob.
Are they going to go to, like, the Fox Morning Show format? Is that what they're going to try to
There's
do in the
There's a lot
evening?
Of talk of that. The journalists at CBS News are not fond of that idea, but Les Moonves would like some happy talk. He would like some young people, some men, some women, maybe some comedy.
Well, if he's going that route, may I suggest just a little cleavage?
Yeah, always All right? a good idea.
And not on Mark Addy.
Or Bob Schieffer, who starts March 10th, 24 years to the day after Walter Cronkite stepped down. After that, who knows, because as good as Schieffer is, he's not the young face CBS is seeking.
He's the opposite of the young face.
Exactly. I know that Beth Ann, she's incredibly turned on by Bob Schieffer.
Sure.
She was having a dark and just demented conversation with him about what she'd like to do with him, and yeah. then she mentioned, Dan, do you want to come on the show?
Right.
I think he said something like, right now, he's got too much going on.
Well, I would imagine so.
But once he gets into the chair, we'll have Bob Schieffer on to ask him if it's still warm.
Yeah, we had him on before the convention, so why not?
In the
ask him what Rather's seat smells like.
Oh. In the gaggle of reporters that cover the president, there may be a hen in the fox house.
It does.
Yes.
You'll be able to smoke some Schieffer reefer.
A Schieffer reefer. Thank you, Dan.
The best. This is to say that...
Hold on a second.
What, your telephone is ringing, Don. It's
over there.
Bulletin coming in.
Let's see who's calling.
Private.
Must be important.
Wonder what
this is.
Hello?
Well, Don's getting a phone call.
One missed call.
Oh. Perhaps they'll leave a voicemail.
Was it Bob Schieffer?
Let me see.
Don, I heard that comment about Dan's seat.
Don't
say that again.
Don't know, but goddamn, is that the loudest phone? Is
it
that is. The greatest phone in the world?
I heard that loud.
I should turn that off during the show. I'd yell at any of you guys.
You could shave with that phone.
Wow. Okay, sorry about that.
So among the White House press corps, there may be a hen in the fox house. That is to say, one of these reporters may be a plant.
A hen in the fox house or a fox in the hen house?
I said that on purpose.
Okay.
In this case, the reporters are supposed to be the foxes going after the president.
Right.
Turns out one of them not so foxy. Jeff Gannon is the White House correspondent for a website called TalonNews.com. The White House gave him credentials and lets him ask questions. This website, by the way, is run by a Republican activist in Texas who also runs GOPUSA.com.
Jesus. Hey, okay.
My God.
Now, the thing
he is tied to Fox.
Wow.
Now, the thing about Jeff, when the mainstream reporters' questions get really tough, President Bush can count on this guy to throw him a softball. Questions... Oh, your phone is ringing again.
I am not doing this as a joke.
I want the name of this person.
Hello? Pardon me? Hey, guess what?
What?
I get to call the phone company.
And change your number?
And get somebody in trouble.
Very good.
That's nice. Call back again and say I suck again.
Oh, that's what that is,
yeah.
Huh?
Call back again and tell me I suck. Come on, I dare you to. Are you listening to the radio? Because even though you're blocking your number, I've got this fancy phone and friends at the phone company.
Bingo!
So come on, dude. Mm-hmm. Call me back. I mean, I'm not, like, threatening the guy or anything.
No, of course not.
But if you think you've got my phone number...
That would be wrong.
Call me up.
Threatening him would be wrong, yeah.
Call me up, because now you know my phone is turned on. I'm on the radio. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. He's having fun now.
Oh, he's having big fun. He's just made a mess.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's the news, my first suspect is Dennis Murphy, but that's just me.
No, that would show up. That would say Dennis.
No,
because Dennis is in my phone book already.
Yeah, of course.
And Dennis would have said, no, I'm sorry.
Hey, Buzz, excuse me.
No, it's okay. So there's this, Jeff Gannon asks the soft questions. Questions that include tying John Kerry to Jane Fonda, questions that attack Democrats and reporters and anyone who would question the president in any way. One of Jeff Gannon's questions indicated that Hillary Clinton is, quote, divorced from reality. Jeff Gannon has no comment. Gee, I wonder where he learned that. One part of the conservative agenda has apparently reached our young people, the idea that free speech is bad. The Constitution's First Amendment...
I'll drink to that.
First Amendment goes too far, according to a new survey of high school students. Well over a third of them believe that newspapers should have to get government approval before publishing stories.
Is that Russian music?
Over a third of them.
Where's the Russian music?
We're going nuts!
One out of three students believes the press should be more restricted. A scant majority, 51%. Believe the press should publish freely. As for the rest of us,
welcome to America.
Wow. 74% say burning a flag is not tolerable free speech, and 75% of them believe that it's already illegal. It's not.
Man, someday,
be afraid.
When somebody, a listener, gets my phone number, I'll be able to call the government and have him shocked and killed.
Yes, tortured. That's weird. High school students now are saying that we should
have government approval for stories?
Over a third of them believe that. Over a third of them believe the press has too much freedom.
Oh, God.
Welcome to America.
Wow. This is good. We will put you in KGB prison.
Look at our inauguration. Does it remind you of Mussolini? And say, what freaking voice am I doing right now? It sounds like Triumph the Conquered.
Yes.
You should see the crap people have sent to Sri Lanka. I'll go through the pile when we come back.
We'll be right back, Buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. The masters of the triple entendre, Don and Mike.
Listen, tomorrow it's Super Bowl XXXIX. Is that at 39? With Richard Eisen.
Yes, Richard's very busy down at the Super Bowl.
Dick Eisen from the Super Bowl. He's on the show. And we'll also be talking to all those drunk Patriots fans that are on the bus, by the way, from Boston down to Jacksonville. We had them 2 years ago.
Right.
They're crazy. They're nutty.
They're back.
So two things. You got the guys and we've got some fans.
Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. You should see the pile of worthless crap people around the world have donated to the tsunami victims. In some cases, the donors' hearts were in the right places. In others, it looks like somebody's just been cleaning out their closet.
I sent a toaster. Would that help?
It might, actually. It might be more helpful than what you're about to hear. The grateful people...
No, I take it back. I sent a Cuisinart.
A Cuisinart, yes.
A bread maker.
You're a generous man. Uh-huh.
I sent a pasta maker.
You're Mr. Appliance. Johnny Appliance. They're going to need all those things.
J.A.
But the grateful people of Sri Lanka would like me to pass along the following information. It's warm there, so they don't need the Arctic tents, the parkas, and the winter hats you've been sending.
I sent a fruitcake.
They also don't need the moisturizing cream, in as much as everything's still pretty moist there.
Yes, they do.
Everybody can use a little moisturizing cream, Buzz.
Yeah. Sri Lanka says, thanks for the leopard print skirt, the cologne, and the thong underwear, but now is really not the time. And really,
I gotta take up.
Shouldn't some of this stuff have been laundered? And although they appreciate the Viagra, what they really need are antibiotics with labels printed in some language other than German. But no more morphine, please.
Well, like German drugs aren't any good?
So, well, they just can't read the labels. Yeah, because it's in German.
Hi, this is Wolfram Juretzek from Germany.
Never forget.
Never forget.
Thank you.
But send no more morphine, please. So much morphine's been sent to Sri Lanka, just about every kid has his own bottle now. And thanks, though, also for the 30,000 sheets. They could use the bedding, so thanks for the 30,000 sheets. That was actually a very thoughtful, useful gift, except they only have about 100 mattresses to put the 30,000 sheets on.
What's the thread count?
What they do need, besides cash, if you care, diapers, cough syrup, and antibiotic ointments, just like us.
I can translate those German labels.
Ah.
They say, take two pills right now!
Now!
Hospitals can get...
Mike,
I gotta take something, that's for sure.
Well, Mike's got the heartburn, the vicious heartburn from the Robert the Angry Mailman lasagna today.
There's a Zantac ad in the studio.
I tell you, great going in, tough coming out. Sorry
how's
to hear that.
How's that acid reflux?
That acid reflux is saying, ha, full of... God. Thank you, Robert.
Well, I hope you can get in, you know, to see somebody, because hospitals can get crazy busy sometimes, and maybe that's what happened at a Long Island hospital.
Hey, Rob, Robert the Mailman.
It's so yummy. It's so good.
It is good.
It is good, but it's tough on the old reflux.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this crazy busy hospital thing, that may be what happened at Long Island Hospital
recently.
You're
not going to believe it.
Because when a man opened the plastic bag that contained his father's personal belongings, his dad's personal effects, he found a human leg.
Hey, look at this.
And I ask you, which is worse, finding out that it's your dad's leg in the bag,
yeah,
or finding out that it's some other dead guy's leg?
It's worse if it's another guy's dead leg.
Congratulations, winner. It turns out it was another dead guy's leg.
Man, the whole leg.
Winner! The hospital says it's working to make sure that nothing like this ever happens again. In the meantime, it's forwarding the leg to the family of the now buried man to which it belonged.
Make it into a fantastic lamp like that one that Rob got you for Christmas from A Christmas Story.
Be nice for both families.
Yeah, wait till the other shoe drops.
I'm sorry. Buzz got the lamp for Rob.
That's right.
It looks like the lady's leg from A Christmas Story.
Right. Awesome. It's a major award.
Call a tow truck on
Fragile.
Hang on.
That's a funny joke. Call a tow truck. A T-O-E.
A tow truck.
A tow truck.
That's right. Health officials.
Better check the tags.
The tow tags. Health officials in New York.
You know why women don't wear watches?
No, why?
Because there's a clock on the oven.
Oh. Bingo, baby. Health officials in New York are investigating a rabbi who, in the course of circumcising babies, gave two of them herpes. 10 days after Rabbi Yitzhak Fisher performed a bris on twins last fall, one of them died of herpes, the other tested positive for it.
A hassle, Buzz.
And then the parents of a third baby came forward to say their son had also contracted the disease. Apparently, the rabbi used a practice that's rare outside the strictest of Orthodox groups, and that is drawing blood from the cut with his mouth. Most rabbis these days use a suction device.
Someone called for a doctor?
Although the rabbi in this case is described as a very caring man, the American Pediatric Association has warned that the mouth method is much too risky.
Isn't that called the Jacko Briss?
The dark horse of the drug culture, heroin, may not be so bad for you, according to a new study.
Michael Elton is Buzz
Burbank. Let's try it.
Study out of Glasgow University is already being called irresponsible and reckless, which is how it made it on this broadcast.
Joe Arden.
The study focused on 126 long-term heroin users over a four-year period. What the study found was that some people can handle their heroin and some can't.
George Michael.
The study found that neither their health nor their social lives were affected negatively. Users able to get educated, to find and keep jobs, nearly all of them as successfully as non-users.
Come on, Vance. Between my toes, Vance.
There's a vein.
Come on, Grady.
Quoting one researcher, it shows while there are heroin users with problems, there are also heroin users without problems.
High-functioning heroin.
Apparently so.
Heroin users are people, too.
Absolutely. Right. Just, you know, don't pick on them. Let them sleep.
Sleepy. In sports, TV news guys feel they don't have a story unless they have pictures, but News 2 in Greensboro, North Carolina had missed the miracle shot.
What's that?
When the Quakers played Randolph-Macon Monday night, Jordan Snipes was amazing. It's a game the Quakers never win, but this time the score was tied in overtime.
Hey, is that the thing you sent me, the clip you sent me today?
With 6/10 of a second left on the clock, he grabbed a missed foul shot and hurled it 87 feet into the net. The Quakers win.
Rob sent me the video of this. I will forward it to you tonight.
I've seen it already.
It's incredible. It's a kid. He gets
the rebound.
He's
basically on his knee, right? And he throws it from his knee.
All the way through.
You might not have seen that shot, though, because when it actually happened, News 2 missed it. So they asked Jordan to recreate it. Now, what are the odds?
Now, hold on.
He did. News 2 got the pictures.
That clip that you sent me is a recreation?
No, that's a fan video, but he was interviewed again on the news.
All right. And he did it again?
Did it again.
He was able to repeat the miracle shot.
Well,
hold on.
That's
a
money shot.
That's incredible. So they actually had him do it again?
They asked him to do it again, as TV crews do all the time when they go to cover something, and he was able to actually pull it off.
So I was just going
to
say, I don't see how they could recreate it. In the clip that Rob sent me, it had all of the players in it.
That must have been a fan video.
Coming out of the fan.
Is your clip from behind the basket? Yeah, that's where mine's from.
And
that must have been the fan video.
All the students running out on the court.
You can go to News 2 Greensboro's website and see their version of it, the redo.
Buzz will have a link on our website at www.dynamicwebsite.com.
Very good. And finally, we like to keep you up on new products, and as we approach the new year...
And hey, hold on. I know we're running late on time. Fellas, boys, I just mentioned the website. Does Mike have to be the whore every time?
Thank you.
Can't somebody else step up and be the whore?
Visit the gift shop.
Yeah, the leather jacket.
Jesus Christ.
It's pick yourself up a great souvenir.
Thank you.
Thank you, pretty woman.
God. Every time, it's my territory.
You're the bestest.
Okay? All right, boys, stay off of my corner.
You're more gooder.
You weren't on your corner.
Odd.
Finally, we like to keep you up on new products, and as we approach the new year, the year of the rooster, I want to tell you about the new Feng Shui underwear. Feng Shui is the art of manipulating the spirits, or in this case, your privates. The new Feng Shui underpants are said to bring good luck.
Wang Shui.
And a late Jackson, Texas man could have used some of that luck. 58-year-old machinist Michael Warner was not a lucky man. He was the worst kind of alcoholic, the kind with a throat problem that kept him from drinking. He couldn't drink the alcohol he craved.
I'll drink to that.
So he had his wife, I guess on a fairly regular basis, give him a sherry enema. It was the only way he could catch a buzz. It was the only way he could catch a buzz from the booze.
Okay.
Sadly, his wife gave him too much the last time. He died from alcohol poisoning with a blood alcohol content of 6 times the normal limit. She's been charged with negligent homicide and with burning her husband's will a month before he died.
Oh, man. Oh,
happy Buzz. Valentine's Day. I'm Buzz Burbank.
And you.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We gotta go, everybody. Ron and Fez coming up next on WJFK FM.
Between that and the lasagna, I'm gonna have a tough drive home.
We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. Keep the secret, my love. Good day to you, Buzz.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Mike.
Good day to you of all time.
Robin. What?
Go home.
No! Say only 20 hours till the next show.
Yay! Show tomorrow!
See you then, everybody.
That's it. Here I come.
This is the Don and Mike Show.